Blog Talk Radio.
Graveyard, 6 feet, 3 pair of Nikes, and rapidly sour cushion my ideas. I stay calm, like stepping on pins and needles. I should be Lennon bars, resurrect John and the Beatles. I think my sanity been trapped in a cell. I've been rolling in the deep, on the search for a Dale. Half of them telling truth, most of them frail. Face forward, single file, cause I expect you to fail. It's the cornerstone, I got them running like the pizza man in Home Alone. My chick bad, real bad, look like Nia Long. Yolo Mac into a sister on the speakerphone. If she ain't got a wave, only leave her home.
I'm just chilling in my basement. Bitches in the air, niggas blocking the stairs, my mind's racing. We having a basement party, everybody here. Table full of neck in the rear. It ain't gonna be a basement party. These niggas gonna sit. Hey, we ain't gonna get out of here.
Only give credit where it's needed. Been dealing with some shit, probably wouldn't believe it. What they tell me, I be bobbing and weaving. Fuck the dummies, you have nothing for me. This is skill, you probably got lucky. Mine on the fame, mine on the money. I wanna roll in paper like a mummy. Up day and night, kick, cutty, chillin' in the basement, please don't disturb me. Inhaling trees like Kirby, zoning out the world. Working.
I'm just chillin' in my basement. Bitches in the air, niggas blocking the stairs, my mind's racing.
We having a basement party, everybody here.
I'm just chillin' in my basement. Bitches in the air, niggas blockin' the stairs, my mind's racing. I'm just chillin' in my basement. Bitches in the air, niggas blockin' the stairs, my mind's racing.
Dirty Biffin Radio in full effect. Thank y'all for joining me for the final show. Should I say joining us for the final show of 2021? It's been a long year, interesting year, you know, and in some ways a tragic year, but we're here to celebrate life and to speak about this past year and some of the people that we lost along the way. And, of course, you know, touch on some of the biggest stories that went down in 2021. Telephone lines are open. It's going to be a crazy, crazy show. Got a lot of stuff to touch on, a lot of stuff to talk about. All right, big shout-out to our newest team member, all right, Nate. She's in the building. Big shout-out to my dude, Mr. Roar. He's been in the cut recuperating, getting himself together for his reemergence in 2022. But maybe, just maybe, we'll get an appearance from Mr. Roar during the course of this show. Telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. A lot of passes this year, unfortunately, a lot of passings. We just recently heard about another legendary artist that just passed away within the last 24 hours or so. The legendary Kango Kid from the classic group UTFO has succumbed to his illness. All right, it was known that he had been suffering with cancer and was sick for quite some time, going through different situations and procedures and in and out the hospital. So we definitely send our condolences out to his family, and may peace be upon his soul. All right, we want to, my girl Nate is in the building. We're going to get her connected in just a minute, but definitely in tribute to him, all right, on his recent passing, we're going to be touching on a lot of music from you know, artists that we've lost during this year, and also a lot of the artists that have been on Dirty Basement Radio during the course of the year, different guests we've had the pleasure of interviewing during the course of the year, definitely going to be playing a lot of their music today. This is probably going to be end up being close to a three-hour show, but we'll see. We'll see. All right, but, yeah, we definitely got a lot of stuff to touch on, but definitely okay, hold on a second. I don't know where that went now. I'm not sure where that went. Isn't that something? We have to get that. We have to get that together in a second. One definitely want to play that UTFO joint. The joint that started a whole lot of careers too. That Roxanne Roxanne record was a crazy record for my folks that remember that era when that record came out. Definitely, you know, Roxanne Shante came out of that, and it was also like a whole. It was like a whole era where, you know, a lot of people were making response. It was the era of the response record. Everybody was responding to, you know, to that Roxanne, Roxanne record that UTFO put out. And, you know, you had, you know, Roxanne's a man and Roxanne's grandmother, and everybody jumped on the bandwagon. It was real, real crazy for a while. But, yeah, they did that. They did that. Once again, rest in peace to Kango Kid. Now let me get Nate connected right now. I know she's ready to go. Hey, how you feeling? What's the word on this final show, Dirty Basement Radio 2021?
I have a bit of a back cold, but otherwise than that, I just want to have our viewers enjoy the show. How you been doing?
All right, all right. Just, you know, making it all right, you know, holding things down, you know, getting my thoughts together now that we wind it down. You know, this is our final scheduled show of the year. Expecting our final scheduled guest of the year, Mondo Brown, artist by the name of Mondo Brown, out of Texas, is scheduled to be in the building with us. So I'm definitely looking forward to talking to him now.
Okay.
This gentleman, this gentleman. Now, I don't know if you know anything, you know, anything about him, or if you heard about him. Are you now? I know you know about, you know, everybody know about Jerry Springer, but are you familiar with a show called Cheaters?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Okay, great.
My dad used to watch the Spanish version of it.
Oh, okay. They got a Spanish version, or they just like
they
overdubbed
got,
it in Spanish?
Every language. They got it in every language known to man.
Okay, all right, well, that's what it is. So, all right, so you're definitely familiar with the show. Now, I got to tell you, Nate, that's one of my all-time favorite shows. It was one of those shows.
You and my dad will get along then.
All right, well, big shout out to your pops because he got great taste in TV shows. I sit down with him. All right, does your father drink beer?
He used to, but he's up the age. You already know how that
okay.
is.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll bring a six-pack of ginger ale. All right? And we'll sit and we'll watch some Cheaters, and we'll laugh and giggle our ass off because that's one of my all-time favorite shows. Now, when I first came across Cheaters, it was It was one of those shows that, you know, it seems like the best shows you find, you just come across on the humbug. You know, it'd be late night or some shit, and you'd be up, you know what I'm saying, just be flicking channels, and you come across something, you'd be like, oh, shit, what's this? Well, it was one of those things for me. That's how I learned about Cheaters.
How my dad found it, too. That's the funny thing about it. That's how my dad found it. Because he used to work so late at night and whatever. And when he get home, everybody else is asleep. So he'll eat the plate that they put away for him and everything and just watch TV, and he bumped into it.
Right. Pretty much the same thing, right? So I'm quite sure that's how a lot of people probably came across that particular TV show because, you know, we ain't know nothing about it and just, like, popped up as one of them shows that I guess, you know, it was just on. You know, people carried, you know, certain stations carried it, right? Well, our scheduled guest today, Mr. Mondo Brown, has been on both Jerry Springer and on Cheaters. All right?
That would definitely be two interesting questions to ask him.
Oh, absolutely.
On those
absolutely.
Particular shows.
Yes, and you know this. You know this, man. You know we're going to get into that, you know. You know, when he pops in. You know we got to talk about that. But he's been on both those television shows, so it's definitely going to be a real interesting interview. Looking forward to talking to him. He's dropping off some new music. He's a very, very active artist. So, yeah, we're going to have a whole lot to talk about, you know, as we get in a little bit later on in the show during the 6 o'clock hour. But, you know, we want to talk.
Thing is, Priest going to come on the show since today is his graduation day because he spoke to him on last weekend.
Well, I'm definitely expecting him to pop up. Big shout out to Priest. He had his final show of the season yesterday, you know, the Listening Room D.C., the final show. And then on Monday he had the final show of the Listening Room Philly with him and co-host JP3. So I definitely expect him, you know, to be in the building. We had talked a little bit behind the scenes, you know, a bit, and he was definitely, you know, excited about, you know, receiving his, you know, certificate of completion, his graduation, his degree in his chosen subject matter. So, you know, I know he's definitely excited about that, and I definitely gave him, you know, my congratulations on that. You know, so we expect him to be in the building if he's not too busy, you know, celebrating, you know, throwing his cap up in the air. You know how they do it after they graduate, throw his cap up in the air. You know what I mean? So if he's not too busy, you know, doing that and, you know, celebrating his, you know, achievement.
I'm happy to have him.
You know, definitely. And, you know, rightfully so. Got a reason to celebrate that achievement, that milestone. You know, we'll see if we can, you know, get him in the building a bit today. All right. 563-999-3050. All right, is the call in number. I'm trying to get my switchboard together, get this music together so we can get it blazing. I see a 754 area code in the building. If you want to join the conversation, press that number one button. Telephone lines are open. All my people that's on the website, that's on my social media, hit me up. It's our final show, our final scheduled show of 2021. All right, once again, 563-999-3050. Looking forward to talking to Mr. Mondo Brown a little bit later on in the show. You're going to have a real good conversation with that gentleman and definitely get into, you know, some of his music as it goes on. Now, but Nate, while I get my switchboard together now, there's a number of people that we know, you know, there's been a real heavy year, you know, for hip-hop losses. You know, those who have, you know, returned to the essence, you know, the passings, you know, we lost DMX and we lost Bismarck. We just, like I said at the top of the show, we just lost Kango Kid from UTFO.
And
Black Rob.
Slim 400 also just recently.
Right. And, you know, Young Dolph, you know, we lost it. But there's a lot of, you know, other people that sometimes we don't really, you know, hear about, you know, their passings in the same way that we, you know, hear about some of these, you know, larger names. You know, we also lost Shock G from Digital Underground. You know, a lot of fantastic artists. But, you know, who are some of the people that, you know, that you've come across that passed away that we may not be aware of?
Well, Cicely Tyson, she passed away this year.
Definitely a legendary actress.
Not a lot of people know who she is. She played in a lot of great movies. Starred side by side with I forgot his name just that quick. Tyler Perry, a lot of his movies. And she's also the mother to Mike Tyson.
Okay. All right. You know, definitely a legendary actress. You know, definitely a legendary actress. May peace be upon her soul. Now, who's some of the other people? I know. I remember we lost. I remember we lost. I can't think of the actor's name right now, but I know we lost a gentleman who used to be on The Wire. I can't recall his name right now. But who are some of the other? You know, but who are some of the other people that you have on your list?
Okay. Like I just mentioned, Slim on 400, he just recently passed away. And excuse me, just in case I mess up a name, because I'm not good with names, so I'm letting y'all know that in advance. Phil Spector, he passed away also.
Yeah, that's an old school record producer. He was actually, he got in trouble and was actually locked up, you know, for a murder, I think it was. I'm not quite sure whether he died in jail, but I know he was, he had definitely been on trial at one point for murder and had got locked up.
And was he on trial for embezzlement as well?
Maybe so. You know, it might have been, that might have been part of the, his situation also. But I'm not really quite too sure about that.
Springfield Fish. Oh my God, his last name is ridiculous. But one of the gentlemen that used to work for Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bay Circus with the animals, the lions and stuff like that, he just recently passed away.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah, he was I think it was a Sigfeld, something like that. And he used to do stuff with this other guy, him and a partner. Yeah, there's a lot of notable people. We're going to be touching on that, you know, as we move forward during the show. Let's jump into a little bit of music right now from a legendary artist that we just lost this year. This is DMX. Get at me, dog.
Let's get it on.
We don't give a what, what, we don't give a what, what.
Yeah, we started off with a little Get At Me, Dog, and then we moved over to Get It On The Floor. All right, rest in peace to the legendary DMX. Now, I got the 754 area code that's just laying in the cut right now. Let me see. I'm going to grab this line right now and see what they about. 754, talk to me. You live on the air. 754 was really good.
That's new.
No, I don't tell. Yeah, 754, what's happening? Talk to me.
Hey, you know I had to show up for the last show.
Okay. All right, sounding a little bit like Mr. Roar. Sound a little bit like Mr. Roar, but I'm not really quite sure. Could it possibly be? Is it he?
Yeah, it definitely is.
All right. Well, definitely good to hear you, my man, Mr. Roar. I'm a longtime co-host on Dirty Basement Radio. He's been riding out with me for a number of years, all kind of stuff, got a whole lot of history. He's been in the cut for a while, getting his strength up, getting himself together to make his reemergence in 2022. You know, so we're talking about passings and also talking about some of the, some of the biggest stories in 2022. What caught your attention, Mr. Roar, in 2022?
It was definitely my peer has been hip hop, you know. Prince Monkey D was definitely another one. Ecstasy from Houdini was another one. You know, it was just like last year, Fred Dodge was like a shock to me, you know. And the number of situations that occurred due to all of the, you know, all of the that we're dealing with, you know, looking at how we are all faced with this pandemic and the shutdown and the curfews and everything, and then we're rising back up and then like reemerging to go back down again. It's like a seesaw. So we you know, throughout the year, like this holiday season, it's like full effect because everybody didn't get a chance to, indulge as much as they did last year, because last year was more of a shutdown and non-movement of going on in the society. So now, man, there's so much traffic out here, so much movement in all the stores and all, like, you know, they're really going crazy in all the Walmarts, the malls, everything is going like it's going out of style. And I contemplated to myself, like, you know, we're moving like it's our last days, because of last year we didn't have that much movement also. So it's like, you know, let's live it up now because we don't know what's next, you know. So it's definitely that was more on my mind when I watch the news and see the, or just go out in society, how everything is moving.
No doubt.
Hello in the background. Ms. Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm getting better. Everything is coming along. Like Sincere said, I'm just working my head into making a good comeback for 2022, and it's good to hear your voice holding it down, and I'm looking forward to doing some great things with you for the new year. But I want you to enjoy your holiday season. Be safe, and I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, and I wish the same for you and your family.
All right, that's what it is. I'm Mr. Roy back in the building for our final show of 2021. It's the last show, y'all, the last scheduled show of Dirty Basement Radio for 2021. Let's get back into some more of this music. Rest in peace to Shock G.
Doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like the rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom, I once got busy in a bathroom. I'm crazy, allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the and I even got my own dance.
Y'all get ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo.
Rest in peace to Black Rob. Rest in peace to Black Rob, another legendary artist that we just lost this year. It's been a crazy year, y'all. It's been a crazy, crazy year. Dirty Basement Radio, showing love, showing respect, and paying homage to some of the artists that we lost this year.
Y'all get ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That's woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Have me a big six at the curb, that's woke.
Okay.
Especially if it got the fully equipped kit on it, it's woke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I had this bad chick uptown, she was woke. Had me messed up in the head, I mean.
Whoa.
Bought the chick diamonds and pearls, I mean.
Whoa.
Should've seen the ice shining on the wrist.
Whoa.
Now money ain't the problem, see my dough is like.
Whoa.
Pull out my bankroll on y'all dudes like.
Whoa.
Lost a blue strip and 2/10 like.
Whoa.
Money wanna beat my blueprints, I'm like.
Whoa.
Had to hit the brake on y'all brothers like.
Whoa.
Brothers getting bagged on my block like.
Whoa.
Coming home within a half an hour like. Fun like they had the manpower like.
Whoa.
More or less. More so, I ripped your torso, I lived a fast life. Come through in the bar slow like, whoa. My people, like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice flow, like, whoa. East Bainwick, like, whoa. Now I'm Doc Strange in the range, like,
whoa.
100 miles an hour, switching lanes, like,
whoa.
Plus I'm getting from the stick, like,
whoa.
Finger near brother eight, like,
whoa.
Steam floor, stand chicks, like,
whoa.
9-9 Jack Ben Coop like,
whoa.
You keep some cheese lines on your block like,
whoa.
Through your window money like,
whoa.
Love to see me do this, sonny, like,
whoa.
Brothers put me through this, sonny, like,
whoa.
So I'ma go toe to toe, blow for blow like,
whoa.
And rip your torso, I live the fast life. Come through in the fall slow like,
whoa.
My people like, yo, like, yo, nitro, my flow, nice flow, like, whoa.
Relationship is withering. Don't walk away from me. Come hither and listen. Call to speak straight up, so let it true. Sorry, baby, but your man ain't all that. Before you verbally stomp me, just wait a sec and explain why you're always looking wrecked. By now, any other lady would have just had it. Looking depressed and battered, shattered. Dreams of you two being the perfect item. The feelings you have, try to fight them. Cause your man's a conniver, so stay alert. Mark my words, you're gonna get hurt. Does a man abuse you physically or mentally? Change when I was slavery, you need to be free. So you need to swing my way, my way. You do your right in a fly way, fly way. I want you to choose, girl, you won't be abused. So maybe you need to swing my way, my way. Maybe you need to swing my way, my way. You need to do your right in a fly way, fly way. The man was now, I keep my head up. So maybe you need to swing my way, my way.
He's treated and used like a tower. And when he gets busted, he thinks that he's an owl. Your eye is puffy, your jaw is swollen. You shouldn't be smacked, you made to cuddle and hold and caress and snuggle like a teddy bear. His attitude's changed, begin to put fear in your heart, but you depart from being afraid. Many thoughts of leaving were crushed, so you stayed. Saying what he did before, he won't do again. He wants more of a lover and less of a friend. Catch my drift, you're put to the test, though. You're refusing, you're struck with a left blow. He tells you in a flam way, that's what you get for rejecting your man. Hey, now you're crying on the floor, your man's no damn good. Need I stay more?
So maybe you need to swing my way, my way. Do your right in a fly way, fly way. I want you to choose, girl, you will be abused. So maybe you need to swing my way, my way. Maybe you need to swing my way, my way. Do your right in a fly way, fly way. I want you to choose, girl, you will be abused.
Now I'm not saying I'm an angel, I got many associates. I treat them all right and appropriate. I'm not talking marriage and settling down, but I can treat you much better than that clown. No matter what I say, you still seem to protect him. No matter the amount of time you hit, you respect him. Damn, if you only knew how much affection could be given to you. If you roll the right way, which is my way, forget what your so-called boyfriend might say. You're too good for his time. Widen your horizons and focus your mind on a real man. I won't sweat you or keep stressing it. I buy your clothes, we'll pay your rent, it's kind of pressing it. So tell me, who do you choose? Here's an ultimatum, he's a winner, he's a loser.
I want you. your mom's is so poor. She went to McDonald's and put a shake or a layaway.
You heard that? Is your mother so old she knew Central Park when it's just a plant?
Your mom's hair so nappy she gotta take painkillers to comb her hair.
Forget
them girls, man.
Wow, what's up?
I got a little story to tell you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, and you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby. Work for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed someone was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
Piece of the legendary Bismarck. Yeah, that that's just my friend. That's just my friend, man. That's caused a whole lot of problems, trouble, and confusion over the years, but he definitely put his finger on that one. May peace be Peace be upon his soul. That's my dog acting up. Y'all hear him in the background right now. Rather, you hear her in the background right now. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, we live on the air. I got some of my folks coming in the building right now. All right, taking care of a couple of things, couple of different situations. So, you know, it's live radio. Sometimes you might hear some things because it definitely is real life. All right, telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. Got a 678 area code in the building. All right, let me get them connected right quick. 678, talk to me real quick.
Yo.
Oh, you? All right, I sound like Mr. Roar right now. You sound like Mr. Roar right now. Big shout out to my dude, the Bill. XY DJ's in the building. What's happening with you?
Not much.
We appreciate you passing on through. All right, for our final show of
I had the time, so I didn't want to waste your time for not calling.
All right, well, thank you very much. So, you know, what's the latest with X Squad DJs? What's going on for 2022?
Well, we be working with a lot of majors. You know what I mean? Revenue for the DJs that want revenue through the Gold Line Rap. Right, Esquire DJs will be like the ambassador, those that's into smoking.
Okay.
The tequila going on out of Memphis, creating a basketball team. A lot of stuff.
All right, sounds real busy. Now, with our DJs, I know you're always building up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I turn 50 January 12th.
All right. All right, well, congratulations on that. That's definitely a milestone. Now, as far as, you know, the DJs go, I know you're always building the coalition, so if DJs want to be a part of, you know, what you got going on, you know, of course. Now, for those who may not know, this DJ Coalition is based out of Atlanta, but, of course, got DJs all across the country. So if anybody wants to, you know, get to be down with the program, how could they get involved?
Well, they get with Miss Solution, MS Solution, DM her, and she'll send your application, and then we'll check to see if you know how to mix. Because we're hearing about DJs that be in these coalitions that go and get these jobs and got to get the money back.
Is that bad? They so bad they got to get the money back? I ain't never getting no money back. I ain't never had to get no money back. You got to be really bad to give them money back. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The promoter got you hemmed up in the DJ booth talking about, nah, you got to get that bread back. That's crazy.
Right.
All right, but I guess it does happen. It does happen. All right, big shout out to X Squad DJs. This is the CEO in the building right now. All right, this is the HNIC. All right, this is Mr. Boss Man himself. So you heard what he said. Now you better be able to mix. All right, you better be able to mix and be able to do the thing for real. All right, otherwise, you know what I'm saying, you may end up losing your membership in the X Squad DJs. You know, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. It's an embarrassing situation. You know what I'm saying? So definitely looking forward to, you know, things that, you know, you guys, you know, got to offer, the different sponsorships and, you know, rolling out, helping these artists, you know, increase their visibility and build their brands.
Exactly.
All right, that's what it is. Now, I got a 920 area code. Not sure where that's from. All right, not sure what part of the country, what neck of the woods that's from. But let's see if I can get them on the air and see what they got to say if they want to join the conversation. 920, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. What's happening?
Hi, DJ Sincere. It's Dark by K-Swiss in Wisconsin.
I'm sorry, we're having a little bit of trouble with your connection. Can you say that again?
This is Art by K-Swiss in Wisconsin.
Okay, yeah, we're having a lot of problems.
Manager.
Okay.
She is from Wisconsin.
Okay, is this K-Swiss or?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I finally got it together a little bit. The connection was a little bit choppy. I don't know if you got me on the speaker or not, but the connection was a little bit choppy. I was gonna mention this in a little while. I just saw your posting. Was that accurate? Did DJ Cisco pass away?
Yes, he did this morning.
Wow! That's terrible. May peace be upon his soul and condolences to his family. The gentleman that I knew from the radio business, you know what I'm saying? He's a, you know, from around the way also. We definitely connected on some radio business. I had my artist on his radio program on a couple of occasions, did a couple of interviews with him and such. So it's definitely a shock, you know, came out to one of his events out here in Queens. Yeah, so that's definitely a shock. I'm definitely sorry to hear that.
That's where I met you, so.
Right. Yeah. I'm definitely sorry. Yeah, definitely sorry to hear
yeah,
that.
To his wife and his son, and to all the indie artists out there who made connections with him.
Right. Yeah, definitely, absolutely. You know, and that's why we're playing a lot of artists and talking about things that's going on in the past year. A lot of the artists, a lot of the people that we lost over the past year, and you know, it's just another indication that you really gotta, you know, love and respect and enjoy your people while they're here. You know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up in any kind of, you know, petty jealousies or be, you know, mad about, you know, little petty little things and, you know, hold these, you know, grudges, because you never know. You never know when the last day is, the last time you're going to see somebody or talk to somebody. And that's not the kind of energy that, you know, we want to have. Definitely not the kind of energy we want to carry into 2022. So, you know, if you're upset with anybody,
absolutely,
you're mad at anybody, you don't want to take that energy into 2022.
You know what
I'm saying?
Everybody has been saying, you know, give them their flowers while they're alive.
Absolutely.
Know
absolutely.
How much
that's
you appreciate it. Don't wait until later. And
I just
found out, too, Kangol Kid passed away.
Yes, we were talking about that a little bit earlier in the show. I did see that on social media. You know, we know that he was sick for a while, you know, and he was, you know, fighting his battle, you know, but he fought the good fight, and unfortunately, you know, he succumbed to his illness, you know, within the last day or so. So, yeah, a lot of people are, you know, giving, you know, their condolences to, you know, his family and, you know, the rest in pieces on social media for him. Also, it's been a very, very bad year for hip hop. You know, as far as that concerns, we lost some huge names, and you know, even outside of you know hip hop. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier about some of the people that we lost, such as I was trying to think of this gentleman's name earlier. Michael K. Williams was the name that I was trying to think of. You know, he passed away this year. Definitely a you know renowned actor. And it always comes as a surprise, especially if you're not, you know, aware of anybody, you know, being ill or anything like that. We also the fella that used to play in Saved by the Bell, you know, to play Screech, you know, he passed away this year. And, you know, just a lot of people from different, you know, avenues, you know, that, you know, have gone by the wayside, you know. So you definitely got to watch those things. But on another note, you know, what was on your mind this year? What kept your attention? A lot of big stories, everything from, you know, Bill Cosby being let out of jail to a lot of these different, you know, police shootings resulting in court cases. You had Derek Chauvin that, you know, was sent to jail for the, you know, for the murder of George Floyd. You have a cop on trial right now who pulled out the gun instead of the taser. You know, she's on trial right now. You've had a number of things, and of course we talk about, you know, different aspects of politics. You know, Mr. Roy was just talking a little bit. Yeah, Mr. Roy was just talking about, you know, how the price of the sky high. Everybody talking about the supply chain, can't get no stuff in the stores, making inflation go up. So, you know, what caught your attention this year?
Well, thing with the COVID and that, mostly because I do work in healthcare. Also, how young some of the hip-hop artists have been that we've lost, how the injustices are going on. I mean, I can't believe that Kyle Rittenhouse got nothing. You know, I mean, they're calling
right,
it a hero
right.
and stuff. And, you
right,
know,
that was
that's
another,
my
that was
neck
another
of the
big
woods
story,
up
yeah.
here. Yeah, that's my neck of the woods up here. Milwaukee has been really hot with homicide this year, and it has gotten worse in the last couple months here. I mean, it's not safe sometimes to go out because you don't know, you know, who's carrying a gun or who's all of a sudden just go off, giving them a smile, you know. So this world, they're tearing us apart, and they keep giving us all these warnings now with the Omicron variant and all this and all that. I think they're just trying to keep everybody afraid.
Yeah, you know, he became, you know, Rittenhouse, as far as he goes, he became a, you know, a real celebrity. He's going on talk shows. I think he met with Donald Trump and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. So, you know, so, you know, it's a lot that's going on. But, you know, let's jump back into a little bit of more music. Big shout out to all the artists that came through this year. I had a lot of fantastic interviews. This was one gentleman right here, also from around the way. I know you know him because you manage him. Big shout out to my dude,
yeah.
Dan, the God of Sound. Yeah, this is getting it.
I'll
30 Basement Radio.
Say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody listening, and a blessed New Year.
The eyes wide shut, the dead in the cut. Bees from the street and the heat for the one. If you feel it, froggy, jump, jump with the pump, pump. Bounty on the sound, we'll make it big as a bomb, 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 bomb. 30-30, the guard gets dirty. Your party like a Vasey and Bobby killing them dogs in your poetry. Like homos in an orgy. Talking over the galaxy smoothly, niggas don't move me. I speak in dialect, get respect for my contest. I stomp MCs just like insects. When his chest wet like the bliss, damn black. If you shoot at me, believe I'm a threat.
But the best.
Correctly, imperfectly, indirectly, complexly, or even test me.
I'm the best,
yeah. I'm about to scream and do the deal bleed in full speed and don't back on the weed indeed. And now I look in the eyes of my seat and I know I will deceive, so niggas on with the show. I am a force to be reckoned with when I'm hitting, and apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
I'm autistic, but with these lyrics cannibalistic. Sadistic, linguistic, only but realistic. My lungs pivot, I merge with my spirit. Niggas don't get it until I'm out of the exit. Connect the dots like dominoes in casinos. Party till you drop, till you off all my Negroes. I'm a headline with my gold mine, punchline. Pass the moonshine, recline, watch me go blind. Watch the outline and watch me shine. I'ma get mine if you test me, cock my dog,
K-9.
No more fantasy mysteries, this ain't a comedy. I keep it gully, drinking on 40s and nature is naughty. In the premiere, through this final frontier. Indies a show, son, that paid the cashier. You were run inside, through this lyrical homicide. And your ass to the yo.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. Apparently you niggas ain't getting it.
It's been a while since I've written from my soul. Sometimes I feel like I should quit it all. What we living for, fighting for, killing for. Nothing on this planet is worth dying for. Sometimes that's not enough. Some claim to be real and others are on the
block.
Brothers like in handcuffs on third strike. I just buried two of my guns last night.
Apparently you niggas ain't getting it. 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 Get.
Yeah, that was the Dan the God of Sound song called Getting It. Once again, rest in peace to DJ Cisco. Let me jump back to the telephone line. All right, got my man JP in the building, co-host of the Listening Room Philly, along with Priest Alika. JP, what's happening?
Yes, sir. Everything's good. Just tuning in, checking out the show.
All right, no doubt. Well, you hear some of the stuff we're talking about, man. What was your, you know, what caught your attention? What was the you know, the big stories of the year for you? What was one of the big stories of the year for you?
I think definitely, definitely the COVID thing. I was trying to see how far they were going to take it. Because I, for one, like last year or whatever, you know, I actually didn't think Trump was going to lose the election. I was kind of surprised, and I was like, let me see how far they're going to take forcing people to get the shot. Not forcing people, but scaring people into getting the shot. And I agree with what the young lady said a few minutes ago. I agree with everything she said. Like, they're just trying to scare the mess out of us. Like, it's like they're using their military terms. Like, it's Greek alphabet, but I think people forget also it's military terms. Like, these cats are at war. We thinking it's just whatever. But these, you know, when you listen to those military, they like Alpha Bravo Bravo Kappa Kappa Alpha. You know what I'm saying? They don't mean it the same way a fraternity does. So now they got the Delta, the Omicron, and that's definitely what has been on my mind, just seeing how far it was going to go. And it seems like every time they get a new vaccine, you get a new Greek. You get a new Greek letter on it. You get a new term. So it's like they're still going hard with it. They're going real hard with it. So that's definitely what was on my mind.
Okay. All right, no doubt. Well, another one of the big things this year, you know, that definitely picked up a lot of steam, it seems to me, is the whole idea behind cancel culture. Now, I was having a discussion with Nate behind the scenes the other day, and we were talking about, you know, people who get canceled and who it seems get canceled more than others. What's the likelihood of, you know, this group of people or that group of people, you know, being canceled? Now, there's been a lot of complaints about it. You have different platforms who have deplatformed people, have taken them off of YouTube, have taken them off of Facebook. Facebook, and both Facebook and Twitter actually banned Donald Trump, who was, I believe, he was still the president at the time. I think they banned him while he was still a sitting president. So, you know, there's been a lot of controversy.
Yeah, towards the end of his term.
Right. And, you know, two of the biggest platforms, they said, nope, no more you. You go sit down over there. You have a few seats over there in the corner. And pretty
Don't
much that's where they left
that.
Him at. Yeah. And, I mean, and that really, really diminished his reach, that diminished his voice, that diminished his power. And I think that's the concern of a lot of people who look at these platforms, who may be involved in these platforms and, you know, get upset or get uptight when they get marks or they get strikes or if they get put in Facebook jail and, you know, things along those lines. I think that's definitely something that we definitely have to keep our eyes on. But as I always remind people, these platforms are like being in somebody else's house. And you're merely a guest in their house, even if they let you stay in the room, all right? And that room is your own page. Even if they let you stay in your own room, you're still a guest in their house, all right? And you have to abide by their rules. So if they don't like what you do, they don't like what you say, they don't like how you live in, then they could, in effect, put you out of their house and, you know, off their platform. So, you know, definitely keep that in mind. Another big story earlier in the year that I think you know, is still having repercussions now. You know, a ship got stuck in the Panama Canal. Y'all remember that? Early in the year, the ship was stuck. It was got crooked, and it was wedged in the Panama. And it was wedged in the Panama Canal. You know, for a couple of weeks. You know, and you know that's a big area where, you know, ships, you know, goods come through. You know, that particular area, you know, it does a lot of business. I mean, like hundreds and hundreds of ships come through there, you know, to go to other parts of the world to deliver, you know, their goods and their products. So now what we have now, a few months later, everybody's been talking about, and sometimes I think this stuff is bogus, y'all. You know, they're talking about supply chain. You know, they talk about a lack of employees. I'm not really sure if any of that is really, really true in the manner that they say it is, because like JP was saying, like Mr. Roy was saying, stuff was closed down basically for a year. All right, a lot of companies lost a lot of money, all right, and a lot of stock went down. Shareholders didn't get the dividends that they're accustomed to getting, or because of, you know, COVID and the subsequent lockdown, right? So these major corporations, these businesses, big and small, want to try to recoup some of these losses, all right? They want to try to recoup some of the losses, some of the business that they missed out on when COVID was at its height. So if you want to do that, what do? You raise prices. Now, the whole thing about the supply chain gives them a little bit of cover because they can say, well, it's a lack of supply that goes along with the steady demand or even an increasing demand for these various products and their lack of availability that's making the price go up. It's not our fault. We're not just raising the – yeah, right. Okay. Because some of the stuff, some of the markups on some of these items, you know, I mean, something that you may have been accustomed to paying $25 for is now $55. You know what I mean? So it's really kind of, you know, it's like price gouging at its worst. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, our final show of 2021. You know, I got to talk about some things that's on my mind. We definitely want to know what's on your mind. 563-999-3050. Big shout out to Priest. Like Nate was saying a little bit earlier, he got his degree. All right, he graduated his course. So he may be out, you know, burning a couple of spliffs. He's going to burn a spliff or two, all right, in celebration.
I JP, hope have you,
yeah, I know, that's right. He better burn one for me, too, while he at it. So, JP, have you touched base with Priest lately?
We definitely talked yesterday a few times, but I haven't talked to him yet. But he definitely said he was finishing up his course. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to Priest. Hope all went well. I ain't talked to him yet today.
Okay. Right, no doubt. Big shout out to him. Maybe we'll catch up with him a little bit later on in the show. Expecting our guest, Mondo Brown, to be in the building during the 6 o'clock hour. In the meantime, let's get back to a little bit of music. Good to have my dude, Mr. Roy, in the building for the final show of the year.
Send the alert out to your committee. Then same old nigga living in a new city, baby. Grinding for the shine, ain't taking no pity. With nothing on the line but mine like a bitty. I can grind me and gritty, pay attention, take notice. If a rhyme ain't on my mind, then I'm really not focused. I swarm on the track, my impact is like locusts. For the stack, I'm devoted. It's a fact, you can quote a Mr. Rose, locomotive. Spend the full speed ahead. It's the thoroughbred, you know, keeping it unlocked like a full head of dread. Put me on the spot, you understand what I said. And if you're putting up your butt, that means I gotta take your breath and make you an example with just a sample. Show you that I rock with them too hot to handle. I'll make you feel shot like you're hanging over my mantle. Cause in the game of friend, you can't even hold a candle.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
It doesn't matter when you place me in the lineup. Watch out for the windup, cause I'ma knock it out of the park. Cause it's don't sign up to be in the league or the team where I'm at. Cause I'm swinging the mic with the chords like a bat, or more like a whip. So kick, nigga, get. Why surrounded by trash ass niggas, I throw a fit. Don't give a shit about the YouTube hits that you get. All I wanna know is this UMC. Yo, can you spit? If I put you in the booth on the track, is it a hit? On stage in front of a crowd, yo, can you rip? Riddle me this, I know you all can admit that the rap game is the crack game, go legit. Prepare for the game, make sure you're fully equipped. Treat it just like a chain, no weak links, you won't slip. Picture your bars being bricks, ready to flip. And always watch your back before you start running your lip. Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Nowadays, rhyme pays, so get caught in the whirlwind. Everybody spitting from your mom to your girlfriend. I rep for certain. After me, close the curtain. Cause I'll put the stress in your chest just like a burden that you can't relieve. And best believe with some practice, you change your status. You will achieve. You pull up your sleeve, little nigga, adjust your weave. You could barely run the track. I hear you wheezing as you breathe. I do it with ease. Leave you down on bended knees. With just a tease, I get at you without a sneeze. Cause real MCs are deadlier than killer bees. So while you trying to catch some Z's, I'm focusing on making G's. I got a disease. It's called ill expertise. You can't catch it, you can stay being ratchet. You can't match it, and guaranteed you can't snatch it. I'm out ace, in the PE, you can attach.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? Let's go.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
You already know when you hear that sound, how it's going down. If you love that song, just show the love, man. That's how it is, man. You make me feel good in my prime. It's always a pleasure to be down with the Dirty Basement. Over 10 years, me and Mudfoot been here doing our thing, man, interviewing some incredible people, dropping some great music, and dealing with a lot of crazy music also. Getting great friends in the industry, networking with a lot of people, and for the new year, man, we're going to come back strong, man. I got to... You know, I took a time out to try to get myself back in order and things that I had to deal with. But I anticipate that the new year is going to bring a stronger force and a bigger, wider arrangement of music. Shout out to JP, that's my man. You know, we're going to do some networking. We got some things in the woodworks down there. Shout out to Priest. Shout out to Nate. You know, Two-Face, I just chopped it up with him. I just talked to Guy Alansky. Everybody, you know, wishing me well and trying to get me back into the strength. And for the new year, man, prosperity to everybody. We're going to do this, man, because we all we got. And like that young lady said, flowers while we're alive. You know, we got to celebrate each other. Like Sincere said, all the nonsense and holding grudges and all the foolishness that comes with just being human. Sometimes we got to think about it because passing has no time limit for no one, and we're all destined to it. So we got to get our head right and plan our work, then our work our plan. New motto for New Year, Raw. You already know.
I'm man, Mr. Raw. All right, getting that voice back in tune, getting back on point. All right, so what's the word on Purple Dread? How's she doing?
Oh, she's doing well. I mean, we just networking. We were just talking, and she should be calling in. And we're gonna get our show back on the swing, and like I said, get some new music going on. I'm working on a couple of little treats too. Like, you know, think about a new theme song for the Dirty Basement. Something by the time the new year comes in, we're gonna have something nice. So, you know, me and JP gonna work on something nice.
All right. Looking forward to that. I have some brand new music for 2022. JP, you going to be doing the thing?
First of all, shout out to Mr. Raw when he said, I can at you like a sneeze.
Mr. Raw got bars, baby. He got bars.
You
got bars.
Hold on. I was like, what does Clint just say?
Even when he's just talking, he got bars.
Yo. Shout out to Raw, and forever. I've been listening to some stuff we're working on anyway, man. So yeah, definitely. You know, I'm with you, brother. Good to hear you back on the air. Yeah, and shoot, you know where I'm at, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for the new year. Sound like Dirty Basement's gonna be popping, so it's all good.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We're getting back, getting back full strength. Right, big shout out to my dude Jazzo. All right, we're looking forward to bringing him back on the airwaves. Another Dirty Basement alumni.
Yeah.
Getting his getting his show back on point too in the new year. So we're looking to get all these things and a couple other tricks up the sleeve. A couple more surprises. We'll see. You know, when we can roll these different things out. In the meantime, let's get back to this music. Another fantastic artist we had the pleasure of interviewing during 2021. The legendary Rampage. Listen to the interview. All right, y'all think I'll be playing when I got more, when I say that I have the most exclusive music. He was surprised, the artist himself, that I even had this record. Hey!
Rampage, I got something for you.
Yeah, G, everybody ignore you.
This time I'm on you, right back at you. Hardcore renegade coming right at you. This is a street invasion. Got banana clips so the boys stay blazing. This is how I'm skating, no more waiting. This is how I'm doing it.
Oh, you nigga stop hating.
Yeah. I'm here to let the beats out. Spread the word, I'm here to rip the streets out. Lights out, I'm raining with the thunder. I eat your food, my belly full of hunger. Twist it up, it's full of knots. Tell the block, yo, I got a lot. You know who is hot. Rampage, the psycho, Rambo. Put you in the headlock, making an example.
I stand for the streets, this is how I get around. And your boy is off the bubble, I ain't fooling with the clown. No play.
They gon' break down.
No play.
They gon' break down.
You know the situation, this is how I'm getting down. On the block, I'm still a
talker.
Down,
yo, they gon' break down.
Yeah.
They gon' break down.
Red light, green light.
1, 2, 3.
Whipping on the game just for GP. The word on the block is I'm banned from TV. I got the guns out, I lay them down for free. I'm heating up the planet like Mercury. Breaking down my biography. Rampage, industry robbery. Hit the floor, build the wall. Brooklyn ball, I'ma hit you with more. New York City street report. Got my mind on my money, watch me take them to war. Yo, I told you before,
just stay in your lane.
You can trust what I'm saying, you can take it in vain. I'm still blowing it down, I'm still leaving the stain. You still plotting and scheming, wishing I never came. Yo, I'm really insane, yo, I'm here to bang. And pushing the gang,
keep doing your thing.
I do it for the streets, this is how I get around. And your boy is off the bubble, I ain't fooling with the crown. No play.
They gon' break down.
No play.
They gon' break down.
You know the situation, this is how I'm.
For me, love the way she make it roll, pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, show and make it bounce, 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 bounce.
Yeah, another legendary artist that you'll find in the archives of Dirty Basement Radio. Had the pleasure of talking to this gentleman during 2021, the legendary MC Shay.
Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll, pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, show and make it bounce, 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 bounce. Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll, pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, show and make it bounce, bounce.
Shorty in a G-string, pulling on my zipper, singing in her ear, I'm in love with a stripper, I say I wanna feel her, touch her where it tickles, f***ing with her mind, while she grinding on my pickle, these all that's on my mind, girl, what you doing to me, shorty got me hooked, on the way she shake that ooey ooey, mm-mm, good, bet it's nice and chewy, she bought her everything, way before she knew me, boom, boom, dropping it in sync, shorty better watch it, cause I'm about to spill a drink. I was drinking Grey Goose, shorty on Patron. Pictures of a f***y all up in my phone. Shorty, she a freak, she already admitted. Looking at it shaking like Jello when I hit it. Shake it side to side, now shake it up and down. Before you pop it, baby, won't you break it to the ground.
Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, shorty, make it bounce, 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 bounce. Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll, pop it when she drop it, make it rain, go on, show and make it bounce, 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 bounce.
you know this, giving you nothing but back-to-back bangers. The independent artist best friend is in the building. Had a lot of fantastic artists in the building for this year, 2021. Make sure y'all go back and check the 2021 archives. This is Pop the Brown Hornet. Radio DJ Sensei on the mic. Got Mr. Raw in the building. Got Nate in the building. All right. I got K Swift in the building. All right. Also got my man JP3 also in the building. All right. Having a real good time. My final show of 2021. All right. Mr. Raw talking about he going to do a new theme song. We going to get a new beat. All right. Looking forward to that, Mr. Raw. About to jump back behind the boards and get busy. All right. Definitely getting his strength up if you're talking about doing that and some more collaborations. All right. Big shout out to some of the other Dirty Basement alumni that he just shouted out. Big shout out to Dyer Lansky. I think we spoke to him during 2021. Yeah, definitely big shout out to him. All right, catch up with him in 2022 and see what's going on. But now, Nay, you got some more names on that list for me? Some of the folks that that we lost in 2021 that people may not be aware of. Who you got?
Van Douglas was another one that passed away this year.
Who was that now?
Suzanne Douglas.
Now, who was she? What did she do?
She was, she done a lot of off-Broadway shows.
Okay.
And she was also on the Parenthood.
Okay. All right. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I think she played the mother.
I know who you're talking about. You're talking about that black actress.
Yes.
Okay, I know who you're talking about now. All right, she played the mother
and everything, because the picture, you see her face in the picture that I have, but I'm so used to her with her dress, and in this picture she doesn't.
Right, no doubt. Now, another person, that passed away this year was, for people that remember growing up watching Jeopardy, there was once upon a time in black neighborhood at 7 o'clock, all right, everybody's mama turned the TV set to Jeopardy, all right? Everybody's house in the hood, you watch Jeopardy, because even though it was a game show, it was a very educational show, and you couldn't be stupid to play Jeopardy. Jeopardy, you had to know what the answer was. Either you knew it or you didn't. All right, and things were going along pretty well, as long as Jeopardy was running the show. All right, rest in peace to Alex Trebek, the longtime host of Jeopardy, just passed away. But then what happened, in my opinion, y'all can argue this if you want, was that Wheel of Fortune came into the hood. All right, and when Wheel of Fortune came into the hood, it kind of changed the dynamics, because you didn't have to know nothing, really, to play Wheel of Fortune. You know what I'm saying? A 10-year-old could figure out the puzzle if you got enough letters, right? and so started the... Yeah, it's the truth, though. I mean, anybody could solve the puzzle, but if you want to play Jeopardy, that's different. Jeopardy is different. You got to be smart to play Jeopardy, all right? And in my opinion, that helped to accelerate the dumbing down in the hood, all right, when Wheel of Fortune overtook Jeopardy in the black household. What do you think, JP? Am I crazy?
I don't know if JP. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if Wheel of Fortune dumbed it down as much as No Child Left Behind, because it's like Wheel of Fortune, you still had to have some type of vocabulary. Jeopardy, you definitely have to be well-read to do Jeopardy, but Wheel of Fortune, I don't want to say it dumbed it down. Plus, I don't know how many of us were actually watching it. I know some of our elders were watching it, but I don't know how many, sometimes we guess the words or whatever, but I don't know.
Everybody that I grew up with, when I bring this subject up, now I can't speak for everybody in the hood, but for a lot of the cats that I grew up with, all right, depending on, your age range, we grew up watching Jeopardy as kids. We grew up watching Jeopardy. Now, when Wheel of Fortune came around, a lot of times, it switched over to Wheel of Fortune because, like I said, everybody could play Wheel of Fortune. Now, of course, you can't be illiterate. All right, you can't be a total idiot to play any type of a game, but it definitely takes a much. You have to have actual knowledge in order to play a Jeopardy. All right, like I said, either you know the answer or you don't. Almost anybody could, figure out a puzzle. So that's the only differentiation, that I make for that. Nay, what do you think? You think I'm wrong?
I kind of agree with both of y'all, to be honest.
Okay. Why do you say?
Because you do have to, with Jeopardy, you do have to know a certain amount of facts, history, science, math, a little bit of everything from every corner of what we have learned in school, or for some people denied in school. But any which way, you had to have that knowledge, when it came to Jeopardy, and you always had to form your answer into a question. And a lot of people that did come on the show couldn't do that. They got the answer right, but they couldn't form it into a question. But that's my insight on it.
But if we want to talk about dumb down or dumbness, Family Feud, I have heard some of the dumbest answers in the world. I was like, how did they come up with that answer to that question? Like, you know,
or some of the questions that they used to ask.
Yeah,
like,
you know what?
Where do you get those questions from?
Because they ran out of the intelligent things to say, so because it was so oversaturated, because Wheel of Fortune became so popular that Steve Harvey was doing 7 shows a day for 7 days a week because of the fact that it was getting that much oversaturated and popular, they had to think of other things. And some of these questions were dumb, and some of the answers were even dumber.
Dumber.
And then it became more comical, but you know what? It was colorful. A lot of people related to it. A lot of people felt at home with it. Jeopardy became, well, you know, I ain't smart enough to answer that, so I'm not going to watch it as much. Wheel of Fortune, it was the luck of the watch. That's what Wheel of Fortune was, the luck of the watch. While you're watching it, you can start, oh, that's what it is. Okay. But when it comes to Jeopardy, it was like, well, intelligence is more of a key. It was way more necessity to be intelligent for Jeopardy. Wheel of Fortune, you watch it and you start seeing the letters come up and you can guess it. So, you know, sometimes it wasn't so much of intelligence that was a necessary factor. But then when it got to Family Feud, it just changed everything. You know,
I'm going to give y'all another throwback old game show, The Pyramid.
Oh, okay.
Because you had to be smart and you had to play with a partner and throw certain, like, things that you would think.
Yeah, clues or whatnot.
That would
go
with the issue.
Yeah, you couldn't use the keyword. You couldn't use keywords. That
right, exactly.
That was good. That was like charades in a way. Without, you know, that was like a form of charade. So that was definitely what. But I've seen a lot of shows that was just dumb. But you know what? It's called entertainment, and it was made for us to indulge and enjoy. You know, so it was some dumb shows out there that we could probably name and come up with. But then the intelligent shows, it was pretty good. There was card shows. Snoop Dogg had his own rendition of what was it? King of Hearts? Or no, something Snoop Dogg came up with. It didn't last long, but it was in 2021. He had his rendition of one of our old TV shows, one of our old card shows. I can't remember, but it was all right while it lasted.
Okay, no doubt. But yeah, that's just you know, one of my you know, pet peeves, a little bit, something that I think, and you know, people get offended by it, or some people may say, you know, they don't want me to say it quite that way, but that's really what I think it is, and I think you kind of feel what I'm saying about that, you know, Mr. Roy. I think you know, I can tell by what you were saying. You kind of agree with what I'm saying, you know, with it. I think Nate kind of agrees too, but she's kind of trying to, you know, walk the fence a little bit. And I understand it, you know, I don't want to understand it, but you know how it is. You know, everybody hates the smart guy. You know, we get in trouble all the time. Everybody hates the smart guy. All right, but here comes another smart guy right now. Just got his degree, so he's super smart right now. All right, what's going on, Priest?
Oh, man, I'm trying to start a fire, man. What's happening, family?
Congratulations.
Can we start?
It's all good. It's all good.
Yes,
congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On getting your degree, bro.
Yeah, that's what it is, because this is what happened, bro. I was talking to some young people today, right, and they were telling me that they going through divorce and all that stuff, and they can't seem to mind their business. They want to get in arguments and fights and all that stuff. And I'm saying, look, y'all should talk to a person that's going through it that's older than you, and I'll tell you how it work out. And they said, how did it work out? I said, for 2 years, during the separation and all the things that people want to talk about me, I went back to college to get a degree so I could have a focal point, okay? So for the 2 years that people were trying to get me to commit domestic violence, I focus on those straight A's that I need to get, okay? Because you can't do with the shit I do and be locked up. You can't do that shit. Okay, you can't be on the radio. You can't do nothing, man, if you lock. So I see men and women having these problems. We having these problems. Hey, look, can't we just sit down and be like, we agree that we both disagree? And if we disagree, why don't you go about your business, man, and leave me and my family alone? Because in the instance where I'm talking about, the men them have to step up with their children, man. Stop acting like the women got all the duty. Go handle your business, man. Because that incident in Baltimore, I think that's really... You know, you heard about that, right?
What incident are you talking about?
This guy in Baltimore, he shot a baby mama in the head and then killed the ex-wife. And then
he killed himself.
Then he killed himself. He did that shit on Instagram. Okay?
Oh, wow.
And we've been talking about it for the past couple of days, and people around me are going through it, and I'm saying that young brother did not have anyone to talk to at all. Because if he had talked to people like me, I'm like, yo, bro, it ain't even worth it, okay? Because number one, if you left a bad situation, how much time did you give yourself to heal before you jumped into the next situation? Because 100% of the time, you carried that bad shit that messed up your first relationship, you carried that with you because you didn't take time to discover what it was. So the next woman only going to inherit what you bring to the table. And you be trying to hide it, but you still mad about the first one. Okay? So now you got to kill both of them just to prove your point. And then you know you're wrong because you kill yourself. See, we got to stop that in the black community. I don't know about the white one. I'm just talking about the black community. We need to start just like, look, we can't get along. Call them about your business, man. It's easy to pay you to go away, all right? And I'm sorry that that happened, but it ain't something that we need to be... It's the last show of the year, so I want to be on some serious shit. So I just came from a counseling meeting, and I counsel young people now. So that's my new thing with my degree. Now I can legally counsel young people. Before, I could only counsel bad guys and felons. You know what I'm saying?
You've been counseling me. You've been counseling me, so you know what I owe you.
What you owe me is... you got to make sure that the younger generation gets all that knowledge that you've been storing up.
Right, definitely know I passed it out. I passed it out without a degree. I have my own degree. You know,
me
man,
too.
So you
me
right
too.
About that.
I just went and got the one they said I needed so I could get the access to the younger people legally. Because they let me teach the fellas and the grown people because they know the future is the young people, bro. So I got to get that degree, which I did. I'm going to go talk to some young people in their school system. See, now I'm going in their face and talk to the kids. Be like, look, no, we ain't got to do this. We can do X, Y, and Z. Okay? And the majority of our kids that go to school, they ain't doing the best they can do because school ain't built for us. It's built against us. So, you know. All right, what you owe me? Yeah, you owe me something, man. Look, today is my anniversary, bro. Okay? 37 years, I got out of the Marine Corps 37 years ago. I got out because I went to jail today, 37 years ago. Okay? You with me?
But
37 years, definitely a long time, you know, and, you know, unfortunately, I mean, you know, unfortunately, everything doesn't make it, you know, always make it to the finish line nowadays. You know, things have an expiration date, and they come to an end. But like you were saying, that, you know, when you first came on, you know, people can't get along, you know, just have them go their own separate ways. And there's no need to, you know, get, you know, but so upset, you know, she cheated on you, you cheated on her, whatever the case may be. Or maybe it's just a case of, you know, people growing apart. And, you know, not sharing the same kind of, you know, interest, not sharing the same kind of focus anymore. And it's best to, you know, it's best for, you know, that breakup to happen. But whatever it is that you do, please don't get violent. We don't need any domestic violence. We don't need anybody getting, you know, locked up in any kind of way. All right. And having to deal with, you know, the legal system, you know, because you decided that you wanted to put your hands on somebody, all right? That's not, you know, that's not what's supposed to happen in those kind of situations. Now, if you're trying to defend yourself, all right, then that's one thing. But, you know, but just because you're upset at somebody and, you know, you may have a, you know, a certain degree of physical power over them, you know, that doesn't mean that you have the right to put your hands on them, you know, unless they are trying to assault you. All right, got a classic song right here that's been bubbling in 2021. Y'all already know what time it is. All right, my girl Spicy will give you the hands, but listen to what I said before I played this record. All right, listen to what I said before I played this record, and don't give nobody those hands if they don't really deserve it. This is my girl Spicy. We'll be right back.
You gon' get these hands.
Expecting our guest Mondo Brown in just a bit. Stay tuned.
Stay up in my face, I need some space. Do you wanna take a snooze? Cause I always win, and you're gonna lose. I guarantee that you're gonna sleep. I'll smack a bitch until next week.
Years old. He died like 2 years later. He had sons that also rap now. And you know, me being the oldest, I always kept it going, you know what I mean? But one of his sons now is signed with Cash Money Records.
Oh really? One of the songs that y'all did back then?
No. My uncle who started me doing music at 7 years old, his sons is now signed with Cash Money Records.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what it is. Definitely came full circle, you know what I'm saying? They took it to the next level, right?
Yeah, no, for sure.
No, that's what it is. That's
yeah, I always been the one to keep it going, you know what I mean?
For
Unk, you feel me?
Nah, you've been that motivation, you've been that catalyst for, you know, everybody else and even the people, you know, around you in your city and town, you know what I'm saying? Been an inspiration for them in a lot of ways. I guess that's how you got to be the baby daddy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So now, you know, when did you really think that you could do this as a career? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, you know, they do it when they're young and, you know, they get bit by the bug a little bit. They might have a little bit of talent, could put a couple of words together or, you know, do a little bit of music some kind of way. But they never really take it, you know, to that level. You know, what made you decide, you know, or think that you could do it on the level that you progressed to up to this point? What was that breakthrough moment?
Man, it was, you know, after, I don't know, man, it was like maybe after I shot the thing with Cheetahs or something, you know, something like that. Or it was maybe when I seen Yellow Beezy, you know what I mean, going on the radio, you know what I mean? And I was, just like, kind of like, whoa, man. Then something just sparked in me and I just went through a whole another realm spiritually and just tried to wake up every, you know, atom in my brain to put myself to where I need to be or where I feel like people need to see me at, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's been like ever since then, it's been like, if ain't nobody going to pull back and dig up the roots of the city, then it just, the responsibility just felt so heavy on me with my story. Knowing my story, so it was like, yeah, I gotta really make this happen. I gotta really show the city that I'm for us. You feel me? Like, I mean, so at that point, I've been on fire since then, like nonstop. That's when I first dropped the rap game, Baby Daddy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, it's an everlasting story. It's a really a long book. I mean, I've been knowing that I was this person, dog. I've been knowing I could do it since I was a kid. I've been dreaming about it. You feel me? Like since in high school, I was rapping in high school, selling my CDs and music, and going viral throughout the other cities. I mean, throughout the other schools and districts. But I thought after high school, college for me was gonna be blowing up. But I ended up hearing Ice Cream Paint Job blowing up. You know what I mean? But so it was like, every season or every generation or so, I'm gambling in it. I'm trying to come up, you know what I mean? But I'm getting to a point now where I'm seeing, you know, with Yellow blowing up, it was like it showed the city who was all neglecting people like me who rap. It showed them that there was a possibility of success. That's something you should support now musically.
Yes.
Music-wise, music is something now. You know what I mean? So, Once all of that happened, it just let me know, like, okay, the gate is definitely open. I can definitely make it through it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, got my dog over here acting up. All right, calm down. It's all right. Calm down. All right, got my security over here. All right, holding it down. But let me ask you
this. But yeah, man.
But let me ask you this. Now you're an independent artist, right? You've been an independent artist all the while.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so you've never been signed to a situation. You've never been signed to a situation. You've never been signed to a deal.
I had like a 2-year partnership type thing. You know what I mean? Once before, but no, sir. I ain't never signed no kind of deal or nothing like that.
Okay. So now, as an independent artist, being able to make the moves that you've made, I mean, do you have, like, some fantastic publicist or, you know, what some of the maneuvers or some of the situations that you put in place to enable you to, you know, move up, you know, the ladder the way that you have.
Good music, confidence, and, you know, faith, you know what I mean? And, you know, and cutting a couple heads throughout the week and making the money to pay whoever needs to be paid, you know what I'm saying? And that's
okay.
It.
Okay,
other than
okay.
That,
you got
put
those
on
barber
good show.
Okay,
yes,
so you got those barber skills too, huh? You give somebody a fresh cut?
Yes, sir, and make them turn my music before they even sit down in the chair.
Okay, all right, that's what it is. I'm looking kind of raggedy right now. I need to get me a new cut. I might have to jump on the plane and come down there and see if you got them barber skills. Now, I normally don't get cuts when I go out of town because that's a dangerous thing to do, especially if you're from New York. They hear that New York accent. You might walk out the barbershop looking kind of crazy. So I don't get a haircut. I don't get a haircut out of town.
I take care of out of town people. I take care of the stars, you know, and rappers and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So you good
all
in
right.
My hands.
All right, that's what it is. All right, let me open up these telephone lines a little bit. I got my longtime co-host in the building today, Mr. Roar's in the building. I got the newest member of Dirty Basement Radio, Iron Nay, is in the building. So we're gonna get a couple people opportunity to jump on this line. Mr. Roar, talk to me. We got our guest Mondo Brown in the building.
Mondo Brown, how you doing, brother?
How you doing, brother?
Let me ask you a bunch of questions, because you know. I had to look you up. Were you on Jerry Springer?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that was you too, boy. Man, how was it to meet Jerry Springer?
Man, it was crazy. It was crazy because I didn't get to meet him until he was calling me out to the stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was like a high and by.
Man, and then, you know, I was looking at that, and I was like, let me check and see if this man was on Jerry. For real.
Yeah.
Like,
one thing he did encourage me, he said, at the end of the show, he took my hand, and he said, very funny. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
that's all cosign. I need to know.
That's a good cosign, man. I definitely admire that because it ain't easy to do that. And then at the same token, you know, you took it from that point to that point and you make moves. And so you're showing people that, you know, adjacent to the question they're asking about signing a major deal, you did it quick independently and you make that. And then you answered the question before I asked it, you know, you grind on your home base to produce your out. You know, cutting your hair to make money so you can do your thing, man. I salute you, man. And that's a good look on your behalf because, you know, getting signed by is not easy and it's a run of the mill back then. But, you know, when you're out there doing this for yourself, what's the inspiration saying, you know what, would you continue doing it the route that you're doing it? Or you would not mind getting signed by a major
situation? I'm either all with it, man, because, you know, I'm just ready. You know what I mean? Like, and I know how to just I just know, like, all this time I've been working with nothing, you know, but a little faith and creating, accumulating miracles, and then I got the energy like a machine. You know what I'm saying? And to just keep going, like, people want to slow me down so much, but I can't stop. You know what I'm saying? So I know if I was to get into a situation where it could help me expand these ideas and things like that, oh yeah, we could definitely flip that, pay y'all back, and we could definitely keep it moving with the Mondo Brown Show. You know what I'm saying? I really love the fact that I'm doing it on my own because a lot of the ideas have been my own creativity control, and to have it like that has really been able. I've really been able to dig deep down and really give people me. You know what I mean? Without any other, with nobody in my crew understand what I do until I do it. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, you know, with that, it keep me in that mode of leadership and independence, and that's how I'm learning how to do everything on my own and control my own show, like James Brown or something. So I don't mind though. We could take it and we can flip it, because I'm a machine over here.
Well, my basic question I usually ask artists, you know, just to get perspective from where they're from. Who was your top five dead or alive MCs that you looked up to or you were wanting to do a song with?
Lil Wayne, for one. I was just talking about E-40 the other day. I was saying, like, I would probably have some good shit for him. I wish James Brown was alive. Or some shit like that. I don't know. Like, I'm all over the place. Some top MCs right now. I don't know. Like, I said Future. And maybe some old cats, too. I really can do a line of work with anybody. But Andre 3000, you know, Juicy J, we could make some hits. And a lot more other cats, because I do a lot of genres, you know what I'm saying? So don't get me wrong, like, you know, I do a lot of genres. But just off the top of my head, I don't want to F nobody over, because I might think of somebody later on.
Okay, that's what's up. You know, that was definitely diverse, way more than most of the people I asked. So that's why I asked that question, because you put it in perspective. Like, you know, 40 is a vet, and definitely look forward to hearing what you push out there, so that I can get a full idea of where you go with your music all day. Salute to you, man.
I just want to, like, show these older cats, like, that I'm, you know, really, you know, like, really embracing where I come from, which is with them, you know what I mean? And I want to be accepted from the older cats and the legends, you know what I mean, to be a part of their friends, because that's how I always be, like, hanging with older cats. So,
and
like,
sound like
all these young cats is cool. Yeah. I want to pay homage and actually be in there with them. You know what I'm saying? Like how, you know, Lil Keen and Kel do get to hang with Dave Chappelle. You know what I'm saying? Like, put me up there, because I'm that worth ethic, and I can still influence the young and get on that tempo.
All right, well, Mr. Roy, we definitely appreciate that. All right, let me jump to the next telephone line real quick. Got my girl. Now, before I do that, though, I got to tell you, Lamondo, now, I can only take Jerry Springer in, like, spurts. Sometimes Jerry is, like, a little bit too much. All right, but Cheetahs, all right, I love that show. All right, I've been watching that show for mad years. I love it. Been hooked on it for a long time. When I can't find it, I look for it. I watch it on YouTube, and I was talking to my girl Nay about it, and she's like, you know, she's like into Cheetahs too. So now, how did you manage to do, like, both of those? I'm gonna bring her on now so she could join the conversation. But how did you manage
you
to get on both of those shows?
You just read my mind, didn't you?
Okay. All right. Well,
that's a good question. Hey, how you doing?
All right. How you doing?
I'm great.
That's good.
So, to answer the question, the 2 year little partnership I was with or whatever, they were in a radio station doing a podcast with scouters. That's what you sort of say, people who scout or whatnot for cheaters. You know, submission. So I met them people, and I told them off the rip, like, hey, I was on Jerry. Let me get on your show. Let me get on. You know what I'm saying? And they was like, bet. As soon as we start it back up, we're going to get it with VH1, and we're going to put Peter Guns with it. So we're going to put you right up first. So I'm like, bet. A year later, they called me, and I was with it. You know what I mean? Like, I was already with it. Like, I was like, all right. Jerry had gave me a, you know what I mean, this, like, taste, you know what I'm saying, with the people, you know what I mean, of the world. He kind of gave me, like, this service, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take advantage of this one. So, I chopped it up with Peter Guns before we got started. And after that, it was just from there, it was off. You know what I mean? It was all love with me, and we was all vibed up. So, you know what I mean? I really thought of it like, hey, I went to Jerry and got, you know, everybody called me a jerk. But I'm going to get compassion from the world with this one. So I'm going to go ahead and get cheated on and display some of my pain and passion, and, you know what I mean? But we're going to go viral this time. You feel me? They're going to know this name this time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, yeah. That's how it happened. It was just like that.
All right, Nate, you got some other things you want to say to him?
Okay. I got a couple of questions, actually. When you was younger and you first started rapping and everything, who did you emulate a lot? Like, who was your main inspiration every time they song came on the radio or you was listening to their tape or their record? Who did you wanted to be at that particular age?
At first it was Gucci Mane.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. At first it was Gucci Mane, you know, because I was young and I was in the hood and everybody knew me as a rap star in the hood. And I was still in the streets. And so I felt like Gucci Mane at the time. So a lot of my flows and tempos was funky like that. But over time, I grew musically and I heard Wayne make a rock song. And I got cool with a rock band in Colorado. And it just turned me on auto-tune. And from there, I just grew, you know what I mean? I grew with Wayne. You know what I mean? Honestly, I grew with Wayne. I started with watching David Ruffin, you know what I'm saying, with his stage presence and all of that, you know what I'm saying, David Ruffin. He had the hand movements like, ooh, ooh, on stage and all of that, you know what I'm saying? So I take a lot of that, a lot of James Brown energy with performing. It's not just about who I like that rap. It's like who I like who perform too, because that's a part of me too, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just that song, it's that guy singing it, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, it's not that show, it's that guy acting in it. It's like, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
But Wayne,
my
Wayne
next
though.
Question will be, I heard you talk about a lot of men artists. Who were your favorite female artists that are
female artists,
or that's not no longer with us?
That's no longer with us. Well, I named one of my last albums Strange Fruit. And that was derived from Billie Holiday's song. And I later on after that, her movie came out. Yeah, like, that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, Aretha Franklin, I love her. I had to go see her movie. Who else? Wait a minute. I love Lauryn Hill. You know, she's not passed away, but I love her. Like, she's, like, the number one. Like, her, she touches my heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she's so smart. I can't name too many of them, any of the women who are not here today. But Mary J. Blige, too, she's still here today. But not a lot of deceased women. Yeah.
Okay, now you got anything else for
I see you have
Commando?
I see you have an eclectic taste in music. How far is your eclectic taste in music? What other genres are you into?
Lots of music, blues, rock. I like, you know, a couple, you know, Caucasian bands, you know, I like, country music, you know, in some forms. I just started listening to my boy, Frank Sinatra. I just started listening to him trying to learn Fly Me to the Moon. Yeah, I'm all over the place. I'm everywhere because I'm just always researching on how to be that powerful or how to sound that powerful.
Okay, cool. I respect that a lot. That's what's up.
Okay. All right, fantastic. I definitely appreciate you for that, Nate. Now, before we get back to any telephone calls, I definitely want to get into some of your music, brother. All right, this is Dirty Basement Radio. We got Mondo Brown. All right, Texas's own Mondo Brown is in the building. All right, this gentleman has been doing a whole lot for a whole long time. All right, telling a couple of those stories, because some of those reality TV show stories. But before we get into music, I got to ask you this, though. All right, now, I had one young lady on a few years ago who had also been on Jerry Springer. Now, is it really real, or do they kind of make some of that up?
No, they just take little details about you and flip it. You know what I mean? Like small details and flip it. Like it was so fake. The clothes that we wore, they wanted us to wear that. You know, they tricked us and told me that I was going to use my original song, and they ended up giving me some parody porno sounding beat to go over my lyrics. And they just did everything they did to try to clown me. They didn't use my whole name. They just said Mondo, and you know what I'm saying? So it was just, and then you don't actually meet Jerry till you go on the stage. The rest is just, you know what I mean?
I remember that episode now. Because I was trying to figure out which episode you was on. Now I remember.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's like he don't fit you in a lobby, a nice-ass lobby or some shit. It's like a holding tank or some shit with full of cats in there trying to remember their lines and shit.
Okay. All right. Giving us a little behind-the-scenes insight on the Jerry Springer Show. We got Mondo Brown in the building. Say again?
Jerry a pimp, though. Jerry got a lobby full of, a building full of women.
Personally, I think Jerry Springer's the devil. I do. I think Jerry Springer's the devil because he's been doing this for a long-ass time. And he don't look like he's gotten too much older. And for somebody to have this much success for this long a time, I think, you know, him and Maury, I think they both might be the devil. Something's going on. But anyway.
Yeah.
I
cried when I left the place. When we was on the way back to the hotel,
aww,
I was listening to Kevin Gates just crying for I don't even know why. It was like, whoa.
Well, that's crazy. That's kind of crazy by itself. Yeah. An emotional experience. But we want to get into some of your music right now. I got a couple of joints I definitely gotta get to. Now, of course, the song, I'm going to hold off on that song, but I want to get to this song called Shook Them Haters Off. All right, I like that title by itself because, man.
Yeah, I really like the title word.
You know what I'm saying? They're grabbing onto my shoulders. They're trying to hold on to my ankles, man. I got to be trying to juke them off and everything. So tell us a little bit about that song and, you know, how that song came about.
Man, first of all, I love Gucci. So whenever anybody talks about Mondo, we want you to go back to your old style or anything like that, it's okay. I got to go back and get funky with y'all. But I'm in Dallas, man. It's like, you know, with me having, it's a lot of haters out here, man. You know, when you're such a great artist, over all the analytics and statistics and politics that you got to have, not having all that, man, I got a lot of haters out here, man. I got to shake them off, man. I got to. And new levels come with new devils. After I start seeing, you know what I'm saying, the cheetahs and start talking to people from all over the world, I start shaking these haters off from around me like, okay, y'all are holding me back. The world telling me they love me. You know what I'm saying? So it's just the energy just told me one night to go record 4 songs and freestyle them and keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? And that second one I recorded with that Shake Them Haters Off, I was just feeling strong about it. Like, I feel strong. I feel stronger over all the hatred out here.
Okay, that's what it is. I just gave us the quote of the day, y'all. New levels bring new devils. This is Mondo Brown, and he shook them haters off.
Mondo. Brown.
I shook them haters out, 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 man, I shook them haters out, I shook them haters out, I shook them haters out, man, I shook them haters out, I shook them, 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 I shook them.
I shook him.
Can't touch me like MC Hammer. Dallas rapper Mondo Brown, Ash Ketchum. Pokemon balls in my pants, but I don't battle. Mister, if you're mad at me, then I'ma make you madder. I just told you the truth. I'm in a vocal booth. Your boy better be cool. My handyman got it too. My sniper's on the roof. They'll knock out your caboose. That bun that go kaboom. It feel like a cartoon.
I shook them haters out.
Dirty Basement Radio. We're in the building with Mondo Brown. You just finished listening to one of his singles. Right, now, y'all remember when y'all working on that come up, that new levels bring new devils, but just do like he did and shake them off. Because sometimes, you know, we don't realize that. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be some more issues, some more hard-headed people, some more difficult people, some more people trying to throw monkey wrenches into your game, trying to throw sand in your game. When you go from one level to another, because, you know, especially with us black folks, nobody wants to, you know, even our own folks don't want to see us come up. You know what I'm saying? So it gets to be a real crazy thing. But take that advice, the real serious thing. Mondo Brown is in the building hanging out with us in the Dirty Basement for a little while longer. Now I want to jump back to the telephone line, sir. I have another one of my alumni in the building right now. I got my brother Priest is in the building. He does two shows here on Dirty Basement Radio. Priest, we got our guest Mondo Brown. You want to say a couple of words to him?
Yeah, peace, family. That's what's up.
All right. Hey, peace and love.
I don't know what you're burning, but I want to cough like you coughing. I'm burning it, but it ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody was in the background coughing.
I got lungs of steel. That's my gang over here. My gang, they can't handle the smoke. They all over coughing.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up. We gonna get with
gas,
that trick.
That gas.
Yeah, see, what's going to happen is now, right, I hear your music, right? And I'm interested because I got my other two radio shows. I do music and all that and produce music and all that type of stuff. But when I hear artists like you, right, I'm like, what you think about doing all of what you just did live? Live drums, live bassy, live keyboards, and just re-record that same tune. Because I heard something else out of you, and I was like, this brother can really go to the next level if he make that shit live. What do you feel,
man,
about
that? Man, I'm trying to build me a band right now. I just met a cat last night, said he'd been drumming since he was a kid. It's just trying to get them to be seriously about it and see the concept with them being my band. You know what I'm saying? But I got a video out called Last Week. I was with these two little, with a group of white boys, but they never even heard of Johnny Taylor. You know what I'm saying? So they did it over the music. You know what I'm saying? We recorded them visually over the music. But that's my aim. That's my aim.
Okay. But we can do that.
Control,
we can do that right
that's
now.
That's my aim. That's where I'm going. I'm next James Brown.
We can do that right now. We can do that right now. Okay, because my co-host, right, JP3, he on my show, Listening Room DC and Listening Room Philly. When I hear your music, I just send it to JP and say, yo, give my man a beat, okay? And then he'll give you what you just did, and then we're going to come in and do it live so that anybody can play the music, because we school teachers and shit, you know, we teach music. But we want the youngest to get with the live thing because, like you said, James Brown, he put Bootsy Collins on, the bass player. okay?
Yeah.
He put Fred Wesley and the cats on with the horn player. So everybody got work because they work with him. He's the hardest working man in show business. So nobody was broke hanging around him. So when you talk about your crew, I'm like, you got your crew already, man. We can go on to a 2021 without even blinking. All live to it. Put the band behind that, Jane, and let's go with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely. That's going to come true for me.
I'm on that, bro. I'm on that. DJ Sincere will hit you up later and give you my number. We're going to go do the thing because I'm not waiting no more time, bro. Because DJ Sincere be finding the top artists, and putting their music back out, and they be expecting me not to talk to them. Be like, let's get that contract right quick, bro. Let's go to work.
Yeah,
2022, we going to work, bro. We going to work 2022, bro. You top of the line, man. You top of the line. And the way you talk, you can represent this thing. And back in the day, I was on Jerry Springer also, but I was a bodyguard for certain people. And all of what you said is true, okay? But, hey, guess what? We come to take over the business right now. So we're going to make sure we got the right green room. So everybody can get green when you come into the studio. We don't care if it's a 9x12 room. We're getting green, bro. And then we're going to get out there and give a good performance because COVID shut down all of that. So now we get DJ Sincere. We get DJ Sincere to be like Jerry Springer. I kid you not. The dude can do that shit. And we videotape it live. I'm telling you, man, we're going to get 1 million views off the break, bro. Because the way you talk and the way – come on, man. Come on, Sincere. You know me already.
Okay. We can definitely talk about those things. We can definitely talk about those
new
things.
Levels.
You know, my man Priest.
New levels.
You know, my man
new
Priest.
New levels. New
my
devils.
Man Priest.
Nah, for sure, man. I've been telling all my people, man, hey, this year, 2022, we taking confidence to a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
For sure. You can't see you telling me God wrong?
We're good, bro.
All right.
I love what you're doing, bro. Your music is top of the line. I just would like for younger people to go ahead and do that Jane live. And since they want
to do
it.
I want to be the one. Let's do it.
We got
please,
that.
Sir.
We only thing we need is voice like what you got and your team, and we'll go do that. And DJ Sincere, go ahead and make all the paperwork nice. And, bro, we'll go where you at because it's warm where you at right now. I don't like all the crackers that you got down there, but guess what? I'm gonna help you shake them haters off.
Okay then, God dog it.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, that music.
Right, that's my brother.
That music where you
got?
That's
my brother Pete right there.
Bro. I'm done, man. I'm gonna go watch you on Instagram for a second, Mondo Brown, because that's where I'm at right now. I'm about to friend you up and. Let me get out the way, man. You got these people getting sincere. You know it's the last show of the year, so.
That's right. Last
show
of the year. I would definitely appreciate everybody coming through. Appreciate our guest, Mondo Brown, being in the building with us. Now, let me get to this next gentleman. I also a Dirty Basement Radio alumni. He co-hosts one of the shows with the gentleman that you were just speaking with. This is JP3. He's hanging out with us today also. JP, you want to speak to our guest, Mondo Brown?
JP.
What's happening, brother?
JP, what up?
Everything's good, man. Yo. I have a couple questions. Do you believe that they clone artists in the industry?
Man, I believe they can pull people into other realms. You know what I mean? I have no pinpoints on details on what I feel like could possibly be going on, but I just know, you know, it's about the soul. It's about the soul, you know what I mean? If you kicking your soul, if you got dog it, you know how to tap into it and embrace it, like a Super Saiyan or like a Mortal Kombat, then you're powerful. And you know what I mean? So you got to be careful and remain strong. Because you know, that's just my mentality as far as not being there yet. You know what I mean? Because I know, like I see a lot, and. You know what I'm saying? We got to – I can't go down to it. I can't go down. I ain't going down for it. I ain't going for it. You know what I'm saying? For sure, we MC Hammer with it. We straight positive mafia. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't letting them trick us or none of that.
Right on. My other thought was I appreciate the cleverness. I appreciate your track. I appreciate your music. I don't appreciate the fact that you sound too much like Gucci Mane. What are your thoughts on that as a new person hearing your music? You sound a lot. Now, I'm not from Texas. I love Texas. I got homies from Texas. But when I heard that, I said, but this sounds just like Gucci.
Yeah. If that was for Shook Them Haters Off, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That does sound like Gucci. And that was also derived from one of Gucci's old hidden songs. So, yeah, you're right.
So it's like subliminally, they can clone niggas without even touching them. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you're a vocal clone of Gucci. And that's just what came to me. And I'm just putting that in your mind because you sound very intelligent. You know what I'm saying? You probably got all types of talents. You know what I'm saying? I was like,
yeah.
Cuz.
I got all types of styles, too. That's how I knew which song you were talking about because I got all kind of styles, too, and sounds and, you know what I mean, experiments.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know,
and that's not a diss, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, even the greats like Ray Charles, he sounded just like he cloned himself after Nat King Cole. So it's not a diss,
nah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? But I would love to hear.
I would have liked for Gucci to hear that himself and be like, this nigga shit, this is my shit. Like, yeah. Like,
it's like when Gorilla Black and Shine came out. You were like, nigga, Biggie just got shot. What are y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? And I know they're their own artists and respect them, but it was just like, I was like, wait a minute. This brother sound like Gucci. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I definitely respect your artistry. And I just, that was just my opinion. I never heard your song before. That was just my opinion. But I would definitely love to hear more of your material. And, you know what I'm saying? If you do get in touch with Priest and Sincere, they definitely know where to hit me up. But I'm always looking to work with up-and-coming artists. Not even up-and-coming, just artists in general. Because like you said, you've been doing this since you were 7. And I believe you.
Yeah,
I believe I was doing this since I was 3.
Yeah, that's for sure, right. But I can do whatever style you want, whatever style you like. I got an album for it, maybe. You know what I'm saying? That's close to it or something like that, you know. Just machine work, you know, it's just work, you know. It's projects and experiments, sounds, you know.
Absolutely. That's how I think of it, too. It's like, it sounds. But, yeah, man, that's all I want to say. Peace and love, man. Hope to hear from you again, and have a great new year.
Hey, thank
you,
JP, man. Whatever you do, man, make sure you do it funky.
Right on.
All right. That's what it is. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. We got Mondo Brown in the building with us. Now, I want to jump to another one of your songs, bro. I want to jump to the song Spaz At It Again. Why don't you introduce that for us?
Okay, then. Hey, y'all check out this new video, this new song I just dropped called Spaz At It Again. I just dropped a new video, but it's from my album Strange Fruit. Y'all check it out.
Yeah. Mondo Brown.
To be told.
Hey.
It's one of my personalities.
Yeah, my personality.
Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
About to sun another whack rapper again. I'm the rapping baby, that not your friend.
That.
I was behind the scenes in the first shoot back then, AJ Lynn. Oh my gosh, spaz at it again.
Back
at it. About to sign another rapper again. I'm the rapping baby, that not your friend. I was behind the scenes in the first shoot back then, AJ Lynn. Oh god, oh my gosh, back at it again. I just tell my story, hope that don't let me in. I'm only 40, I'll do that damage with 10.
Yeah.
I ain't they candy, nigga, I'm a one-man band.
Yeah,
I'm Mondo Brown and word around town rapping.
game, baby, daddy got rappers unhappy. Block me on Facebook, that you see my status. You block me on Instagram, too, that shit trash. Stacy was hating, I'm still here in Dallas. They say that they got me, but bitch, I'm still happy. I ain't backstabbing, I'm stabbing at rappers. You little Jackie Chan, I'm a jelly the mouth. I'm pissing bitches, I'm counting my blessings. I'm doing my best and I'm making progression. Calling me leaky and ass like this. I'm working like a Mexican, this is my profession. Doing it so excellent. Kill the rap gang, then can't her reception. Bitch got elegance. Without me, I'm her medicine. I'm her vitamin. They keep letting me in. Like, I know this nigga. Hey, let me show this nigga. Hey, I think I told you about this nigga. Bro, this is a couple of nigga. Hey, yo, her go this nigga. Hey, yo, Mundo, come in here. Tell me what you told the niggas. Hey, I'm the go, little nigga. L.A. on no little nigga. Yeah, you gotta show me, nigga. Never ask a rapper to promote me, either. Say my name and I rap a lot like Tiva. They don't believe me, go ask Aunt Tamika. I say what I feel and I ain't no repeater. I post all my status, I do not delete them. My life is a movie and bitches a secret. I'm Mr. Cooper, I'm hanging with creatures. I'm teaching you rappers without giving features. See you, I see ya, I wouldn't wanna be ya. You slimy and grimly, I'm grimly the reaper. You sneaking and geeking, I know when I see ya. I ain't gon' say nothing, I ain't gon' see out here. I dropped a mistake last all by Raheem. Lil' pocket rocket, lil' 9mm. I was on Deere Springer, now I'm on Cheetah. No cannibalism, I do not eat people. I'm not an animal, I'm some unique. You Devo, you should have been bobbing and weaving. These bitches bobbing whenever I see them. The rap game, baby, daddy, girl, that's him. I'm gonna be stiffer, but I don't work him. I go, I like Tupac on the butt of rim. Oh my gosh, that's at it again.
Yeah, I get it.
About to son another white rapper again. I'm the rap game, baby, that not your friend. I was behind the scenes at the first shoot back then at J-Land. Oh God, oh my gosh, back at it again. I just tell my story, hope that don't know anything. I'm only 40, I'll do that damage with 10. I ain't a candy nickel, I'm a women band.
Yeah.
I had a little technical problem right there. Mondo Brown, you still with me?
Yo, yeah.
All right. Yeah, we just finished listening to another one of your joints right there, another banger right there. But let me ask you this question. When that Cheetahs episode came out, was the Cats in the Hood clowning on you?
When the Cheetahs episode came out? Nah.
Yeah.
They was with it. You know what I mean? It was surprised and shocked and happy and all of that with Cheetahs. Cheetahs gave
okay.
a different energy. You know what I mean?
From
Jerry.
People got to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, people got to see
yeah,
it differently.
Yeah, yeah,
I guess
yeah, yeah.
they kind of sympathized with your situation a bit more.
Yeah, and they felt like I put out a little more energy and a little more. You know, it was more real, more passion, more personal passion
okay.
and pain and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Jerry was just like. As long as I say this line from my rap, I'm good. Like, as long as
okay.
I flip the line from my rap into the script, I
uh-huh.
won. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't give
That's
a fuck
right.
about nothing.
That's right.
But
now, what was up with the young lady that was in the episode? I guess that's, your ex now. What was up with her? Because now she was attractive, but her energy was crazy.
Oh, she a rapper. I mean, she a rapper, and you know, females out here, they like that, like they aggressive. You know what I mean, like that.
Okay. So now I know that on that show, everybody has to sign a release so they could, show their face and everything. So I guess nobody had a problem with that. You know, and nobody had a problem with that. She didn't have a problem with that. I guess the other fella, he didn't have a problem with that either.
Nah, because at the end of the day, you know, like I say, we're all
promo,
entertainers.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I got you with that. All right, definitely a fantastic experience. But now, do you have a publicist? Is that something that, you know, that you've invested in? You know, one of the things you've invested in as an independent artist?
No. I haven't so to say invested in, you know, but I have a friendship with a publicist who works with me here and there. But
okay.
I pretty much, you know, do my own thing.
All right. So now for 2022, what can we expect from Mondo Brown? What you got coming up for us?
More and more me, like, you know, more and more energy and, you know, more and more, yeah. Just more and more energy, you know, for sure. Like, it's just going to get better and it's just going to grow stronger and stronger, you know, and I'm just going to keep doing it. This is what I do, you know. It's just,
all right.
Now it's just sprouting.
Okay, fantastic. Now, I got a 786 area code here. I'm not quite sure who this is. I think I might know who it is, but let me see if I can get them connected right quick before we let you go. 786, you're live on the air.
What's up? Y'all forgot about me.
All right, that's who I thought it was, Cripple Dre, but we're gonna need you to come a bit closer to the mic. Need you to come a bit closer to the mic. You sound like you're
okay.
Like down the block around
you,
the corner.
You hear someplace. Me now?
Oh, that's a little bit better.
You hear me?
That's a little
yeah.
bit better. That's a little bit better. All right, we got our guest Mondo Brown in the building.
Okay, what's up? Nice to hear from you. That sounded pretty good, those two songs I heard so far. Because I came
thank
in kind of late.
You.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds
okay,
good.
Then. What's up? Where are you from?
Miami. I'm here in Miami, the MIA. Me and Mr. Raw running things down here the way it's supposed to go. And we will be back in the new year. The BSC show will be coming. And carrying on in the new year. I know y'all miss us, but that's just, you know, we went through some things, but we all right now. So we'll be back.
Okay. All right. Another one of
my brother for life.
Well, thank you. Yes. All right. Yeah, we definitely appreciate all your contributions, Purple Dread, another one of the alumni here on Dirty Basement Radio. She co-hosts a show with her brother, right, her physical brother, Mr. Raw, right, the brother-sister experience. That'll be coming back to the airways in 2022, so definitely look for that. Now, Mr. Brown, everybody know how they can keep abreast of your situation, you know what I'm saying, your social media, your websites, and how we could stay up with all your new music, because you do put out a lot of music. You definitely stay busy.
Yeah. It's fun, man. Just follow me at the Mondo Brown Show. I just changed my Instagram name to the Mondo Brown Show. Of course, my YouTube channel is titled the Mondo Brown Show. You search me at any platform, you're gonna find me under Mondo Brown. You know what I'm saying? Just dig in. You know, it's all a book that's gonna come out later on in my career.
Okay.
So just dig in, stories, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's fun. Right, just have
right.
fun with it.
Absolutely. Have fun and make money. All right? You have fun and make money, because you ain't making money, it ain't going to be no fun. So those two things kind of sort of go hand in hand. Now, the song that, you know, really brought you to, you know, my attention was a song that was, I guess you incorporated it into the Cheetahs episode on, you know, your channel, and that was a song called Bop. Now,
yeah,
that's a bit of a, you know, slang term, you know what I'm saying? I guess here in the, you know, here on the East Coast, I guess we might call that, you know, I guess maybe back in the days we used to call them skeezers, or, you know what I'm saying, might call them a stunt, you know, different kind of words like that, but down there, they call them a bop. I guess that's just a chick that, you know, just passing through, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Just so, you know, like a booty call. Do I got that right?
Well, actually, down here in the South, we call them boppers. We call them boppers, but that was an old term from, you know, like from the H-Town rappers. You know what I'm saying? I just felt the melody to just bop that day, just bop, you know what I mean? You know, so, yeah, you know, so they're going to be saying it, you know what I mean? They're going to bring it back now, you know what I'm saying? Like,
They're gonna catch on to it. You a bop, you know what I'm saying? You a bop.
Did you make that song in response to the Cheetahs episode?
Allegedly, yes. Yes, I did. But
allegedly.
No, actually. Allegedly, yeah. But actually, it was a new one in the vault. And
okay.
Once I seen it, I snagged it. I put it in there myself and, you know, made it a commercial, and it went along with it, and I followed up and shot the video. And, you know, it's
okay,
you know,
okay. All right, so it just kind of fit the movement. It fit the, you know, it was a song for the time, for the right time.
Yeah, it's just kind of way to, this is just the kind of way I work, you know, the way I kind of work. Yeah, that's how you say it.
Okay.
But yeah, all right,
do you produce
that's how I work. I just, yes, sir.
Do you do your own production?
No. I pick out my own beats, and at least I buy my own beats, and you know what I'm saying? I go with my own taste, but I got engineers ready for me around me, and they just stay ready for when I get that feeling.
Okay, so you do have in-house producers?
Yes. I do a lot myself as far as, like, editing and directing videos.
Okay. All right, Mondo Brown, a man of many talents. All right, spending a lot of time with us in the Dirty Basement, imparting, you know, some of his wisdom, some of his background information. We definitely appreciate you hanging out with us and spending so much time. But we definitely got to play this song. Definitely got to play the bop. You know, let everybody know what time it is since we've been talking about that. So please be so kind and introduce this record.
Use a bop. Use a bop. Use a bop. Bitch, use a bop. Use a bop, use a bop, use a bop, use a bop. Talking about that wop, but you bop. Let's get it. God dog it.
What up, man?
Yeah. Mondo. Brown.
Hey, hey.
Use a bop, use a bop, use a bop, bitch, use a bop, bitch, use a bop. Use a bop, use a bop, use a bop. Talking about that wop, but you bop. Talk about you got wop, but you bop. Sending me freaky DMs like I'm a shop. No, ho, no, I'm not. Bop, bop, bitch, you bop. I got guap, now you shop. I'm hot, your boyfriend, not. I'm in the motherfucking spot. Why you over here? Come here trying to shop. Look me in my mouth. Look me why you wanna buy. You and your friends high. You like what you see, but no, you seen it twice. Get out, a lot. Get out, my watch. Bitch, get out the face. Bitch, go look at the stock. I got some top. Cause hell, that's why I burnt out. You really bringing my hunch out. You know that I'm gonna jump out. Bop, 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 bop. All the big booties bop, all of the beaties bop, bitch I'm a ditty bop. Use a bop, use a bop, use a bop, bitch, use a bop, bitch, use a bop, use a bop, use a bop, use a bop. Talking about that wop, but you bop. Talk about you go out wop, but you bop. Sending me freaky DMs like I'm a shot. No, I'm not.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sensei, holding down the MIC. Big shout out to Mondo Brown for coming through and hanging out with us, dropping off that new music. You just finished listening to another one of his hot singles. That joint was called Bop. If you haven't seen it, go to YouTube, check out his episode on Jerry Springer, and then go back and check out his episode on Cheetahs. Guaranteed you'll be entertained by both of them. So, Nay, what did you think?
It was cool. Is he still on with us?
No, he had to run.
I wanted to ask him one more question.
Okay, all right. Well, you can always hit him up on his social media. All right, you always hit him up at The Mondo Brown Show. And I believe show has two W's. All right, so make sure y'all put it in like that. All right, Mr. Roar in the building for another fantastic interview. All right, came in right on time, Mr. Roar. All right, for our last show of the year, our last interview of the year.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. I'm about to check out that episode of Cheetahs and Jerry Springer after we close out. Definitely going to try to get back into my battle rap situation. You know, the last battle that I did out was that Talk Clips, and, you know, I have to get back into the swing of things. We can have a new segment in the new coming show, Battle Rap, like that.
Okay. I might be able to do that. All right, but just so that you know, in case you weren't aware, Mr. Roar, there's some battles going on tonight. All right, on the Caffeine app, Charlie Clips is scheduled to battle B Dot. let me see who else. Sue Surf is battling Twerk, and you got DNA battling Real Sick, and I think there's Shotgun Shug is battling a new guy, kind of like this twin, a big guy too, called Real Name Brandon. So there's some battles going down tonight. If you get a chance, to jump on that Caffeine app and, you know, have a little something to look at later on this evening. All right. I believe there's also some boxing going on tonight. All right. I wasn't aware of this until yesterday. Jake Paul is fighting Tyron Woodley again. It's going to be their second fight just this year. There was a little bit of controversy because it's been said that Woodley kind of knocked him out, but the ropes held him up, that he really knocked out Jake Paul, but the ropes kind of held him up and saved him from being counted out. But in this fight tonight, it's been reported that there is a $500,000 knockout bonus. So if you knock out your opponent, you get a $500,000 bonus. So I imagine they're going to be slugging from way down here, trying to knock out the opponent and
a
collect
whole bunch
an extra
of two-piece and biscuits.
Hell yeah.
A whole bunch of two-piece and biscuits.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to be going at it tonight, boy, trying to get, that's right, two-piece, three-piece combo. They're going to be doing a whole lot of things, you know what I'm saying, trying to get that bread tonight.
Combination of Street Fighter
and
Mortal Kombat and that boxing ring.
You know, they might try, but they got to keep it clean, I don't want to get disqualified, and you won't get none of your money, much less a bonus. But, yeah, that's a couple of things that's going on tonight, all right? Some things for y'all to do after we get off the airways here on Dirty Basement Radio. But we definitely appreciate everybody who showed love, who came through, who rocked out with us for 2021. All right, we got about another half hour left in the show. Definitely want to blaze through a little bit more music. All right, big shout out to my dude Two-Face. All right, long time supporter of Dirty Basement Radio. Definitely a fantastic artist. He got brand new music that's out right now. You know we've been rocking it for a minute here on Dirty Basement Radio. So let's just jump into this right quick. See if I can pull this up. All right, his latest single, all right, Life Done Changed. 2021 is on the way out. Life getting ready to change again. 2022 is on the way.
Arms.
What you all been waiting for, that music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for, that music got you feeling good. It started in the hood, my life done changed.
The money and the fame went straight to his brain. Brothers ain't the same, so they calling him a lame. How you switching up his game, now you flying in that lane. When you thought it was a plane, then your eyes start to strain. Cause you can't believe it's me, and they let me in the game. Two-Face what? Kanye who? From the east to the west, I ain't playing the fool. When I got it off my chest, hey, things still cool. So improved, like I'ma always drop them jewels. I ain't breaking no rules, you can't refuse the news. Good music won't lose, yeah, I got the juice. When they all in cahoots, I'm a living proof. Pull it right from the root, tear it off the roof. When the boys won't shoot, you can lose it too. They some
gangsta gangsta spitting all in that booth. I just leave it for the killers and them army troops. This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood. My life done changed. This is what you all been waiting for. That music got you feeling good. It started in the hood. My life done changed.
Up, I've been down, I was lost and I'm found. Think I really found myself when I'm lost in these sounds. When I'm lost in these sounds.
Where the fuck am I?
Yeah, so I dive deep in the grooves like I'm Jacques Cousteau. Make moves with some dudes that you probably don't know. Who? Grown man moving silence. Never air my dirty laundry, that shit is childish. Ha, the Caledelphians the wildest. The world tried to tame me, but they can't stop the violence. Nah, hip-hop is my solace. Peace ain't the word to play, so do the knowledge. Do the knowledge.
Bad on, bad on.
So do the knowledge. Do the knowledge.
Bad on, bad on.
Enlightenment always causes elevation. Thoughts expanding, mind resuscitation. Notwithstanding certain complications and some slightly shady obligations, I came here to rock the nation and keep the population percolating. When they hear this collaboration, then they go out and they tell their friends to do the knowledge. Knowledge. Do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Knowledge. Do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. I was born on the north side, 215. Blind to the ways of the world until my third eye saw the devil's lies for what they really are. So now the truth shines through like a superstar. Out on the Vegas strip, but never form your lips to disrespect the clique or get your ass kicked. Real quick like a Tyson fight, and I might chew your ear if I'm high as a kite. So do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Yeah, so do the knowledge.
Ooh. Yeah, blazing through a few joints right now of artists that we had the pleasure of having on these airways for interviews. You just finished listening to the great C Knowledge from the Grammy Award-winning group Diggable Planets. We had him in the building a few months ago. You can catch him in the 2021 archives in Dirty Basement Radio. Also, this young lady right here, my homegirl, Miss Knockout.
Ooh.
Body snatched, I can knock his lights out. Ass fat, hips matched, and I'm iced out. Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out. Knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out.
Feed it up, slow it down,
knock him out,
knock him out. Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out.
He put the crack on my back, fade on the black. I got the tea in the facts. His eyes roll to the back, he's sitting out racks. I let him hit from the back. He likes to think with his back. I'm like, okay, I take advantage of that. He think I fell in his trap. I'm smarter than that. Playing like Mortal Kombat. Sneaky buddy, freaky tongue, my pussy like a tree. He's down for the count. Loving every ounce. Cut them checks, yes, I'm greedy. I'm cashy, ho, you needy. Your broke ass wanna be me. Feeling pressed? Come and see me. Look to the left, look to the right. She ain't another bad bitch in sight. Search around the world, ain't nothing like me. Give me 5 minutes, you gon' call me wifey.
Body snatched, I can knock his lights out. Ass fat, hips matched, and I'm iced out. Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out. Knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out.
Feed it up, slow it down,
knock him out,
knock him out. Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out.
I'm big knocking, you're not, so keep it pushing. Stay ripping in the kitchen, I keep the cooking. Don't fuck with fake bitches, better act right. Cause I'll knock a broad out like it's fight night. Come through with the big drip, so clear my space. I'm a big bold bitch, play in your face. I'm the queen holding court, you jack no case. Period. period. And respectfully, I take your place. Screaming time up, no first down. Take no shit, just go round. I'ma shit on these hoes now. My neck, my wrist, they froze now. Ain't a soul can top me. I'm cashy, you floppy. Confident, not cocky. Throwing blows like I'm Rocky.
Body snatch, I can knock his lights out. Ass fat, hips matched, and I'm iced out. Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out. Knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out.
Feed it up, slow it down, knock him out,
knock him out.
Ride him so good, got him saying.
Yeah, that was Miss Knockout featuring Yana on that joint. I call Knock 'Em Out. Now, Dirty Bass in the Radio, during the course of the year, we didn't just deal with hip-hop artists, of course. Right, we deal with a lot of R&B over here, too, right, as the independent artist's best friend. Big shout-out to my dude, J.L. Seed. He was in the building a couple of weeks ago, dropping off this song right here. This is called Going In.
I'm going in, got my foot up on the gas pedal. Can't stop, no brakes, win a gold medal. My team getting cream on another level. I'm going in for the win. Going in, eyes closed, I don't need to see it. All my foes held my goals, time for me to free it. Look at the man in the mirror, tell him he can be it. I'm going in for the win. No more waiting this time, time for me to take it. No surprise, cause you know that I'm a Brooklyn native. Look in my eyes, see the hunger that you're really facing. Now step aside before I move you, and I'm being gracious. I'm on the path that I need to be, I'm going far. You shining bright, that's okay, cause I'm a superstar. My blind your eyes, that's if you try to keep your eyes on me. One of a kind, you could try, but you can't copy me. Managing acts, start my own label. Drop my album, build my business, this is all real. And yes, we're gonna sell, we'll never sell out. I come and see what I'm talking about. I'm going in, got my foot up on the gas pedal. Can't stop, no brakes, win a gold medal. My team getting cream on another level. I'm going in for the win.
Yeah, shout out to my dude J.L. Seed on that joint right there, going in. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend, brings you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. We also had a hot gospel artist that was in the building during 2021. All right, this is his single right here. Big shout out to Jay Nib. This joint is called All God.
Keep going, going, yeah. Step outside, look at me, rolling, rolling, yeah. We're not real, I'm already knowing, knowing, yeah. Energized, take the key, step outside, look at me, get me. Running, gunning, putting, I get something out of nothing. I've been running, gunning, putting, running, gunning, nothing.
All God, not me, no luck, IV, big faith, high key, favored, highly, I don't even know about it. Holy Ghost in my body, this my calling, no hobby. Don't ride waves or tsunami. I've been challenged every way, turn me to a heavyweight. Been to Florida to LA, I'm so fly like TSA. Every battle brought me closer, every prayer brought me closure. Yeah, I talk to Jesus often, my depression in a coffin. That blood covers every time, I thought I would lose my mind. I was hurt but didn't tap, kept his promise, that's a fact. All obstacles I outlast, 92 became an outcast. One success, we said fast, chase God like a route pass.
Keep going, going, going. Step outside, look at me, rolling, rolling. I think you're not real, I'm already knowing, knowing. Energized, take the key. Step outside, look at me, get me. Running, gunning, putting, I get something out of nothing. I've been running, gunning, putting, running, gunning. Came from nothing.
You don't have to be ready, you just gotta be willing. You won't lose, so be steady. You can still make a million. Got a network behind me, so don't say you can't find me. Yes, I walk without sight, but I'm not walking blindly. Your faith requires some action, that's off the top like some tactics. I will not fall for your tactics, I've been refined to the action.
joke. I'd much rather be a sheep. I got peace when I sleep. I went from total desolation to walking in restoration. I was weak and feeling worried. He gave me all rest and patience. I'm not chasing fame and clout, trying to reach the ones in doubt. Holy Spirit, I declare, set him free, remove the fear.
In the day, heavy keep going, going,
keep going.
Step outside, look at me, rolling, rolling.
I think you're
not real, I'm already knowing, knowing.
Already
in the day, heavy keep, step outside.
Yeah, bringing it back to New York City right now. All right, big shout out to all my South Side folks. This is my dude, Kirk Digger. All right, alongside a couple of fellas helping him out on this joint. This is, man, I can't think of the name of this song right now. But it's my man, Kirk Digger. We'll be right back.
Who do I? Want me to set it off, Digger? All right. Alright, we're Godfather. Alright, let's get it, let's get it. Niggas get popped in the street, acting undefeatable. It's unbelievable. Run up on you and pull a heat on you. You slipping. That's what smoking too much weed will do. Get your ass shot up, kill all your people too. You ain't designed for warfare. You ain't programmed to don't care. You don't know no fear. Wasn't raised around goons and wolves. Running the streets, causing hugs. Animal style for real. Ask Godfather, he was there. Kurt heard about how I caused horror. These hip hop niggas, they never been ready for me. Sat with Lee or Cohen, he said you too scary for me. Plus I ain't have no gimmick, just a soldier from Queens, way before No Limit. Bitch ass niggas, just remember that. Next time you speak facts, anytime you mention black.
Facts, black ass, clap, collapse. Frozen your tracks, hot day with the Mac. Cold nights, we broke day like sunlight. Chase when I bust, we boil my blood. Queensbridge, a city within the city. Six blocks, 96, building six stories. 4140, the project bricks. Any second shit might get thick. Head swimming, real life menaces. Hard prison sentences. Up north, down, stay right, sound was critical. Anywhere I touched, though, he stood on a pedestal. Status on impeccable, Godfather demeanor. Knife work, Benny the Butcher, meat cleaver. Quarterback, I beat round receiver. Nocturnal niggas just looking for a reason to riddle your body up with the eagle.
G-O-D,
Kirk Digger, DJ Marty, young the same shit.
Blue ball, mad man.
Y'all niggas can't touch us.
Fuck one time, nigga.
I'm underground like a sewer worker.
NY City, nigga. Yo, yo, microphone check, 1, 2, y'all. Catch me out in Queens, I'll be marvin' with the screwball. Kirk Digger, Black Poe, and Godfather. Part 3, concrete, the only thing harder. That's the dragon baseball with the screw in it. Southside Queens, niggas know how I'm doing it. The streets made me, Southside raised me. Rochdale, a few blocks from the basement. You like the middle of 40 projects, you a square. You never heard of GMT, kid, you wasn't there. I'm Southside like Bimmy and Black Dust. I just step in the booth and turn the mic to black dust. The Mac bust, turn your whole city red. Strictly killer flow, so you niggas dead. OG, still got my stripes like a tiger. Roar like a lion, big cat, I'm a liger.
G-O-D,
Kirk Digger, DJ Marty, young,
true ball mad.
Yeah, that was my dude Kurt Digger on that joint. That was called Animal Style. That was Animal Style. Got a couple more minutes left in the show, our final scheduled show of 2021. Once again, I want to thank everybody for coming out all year long, as a matter of fact, all the artists, all the hosts, all the guests. All right, just always showing love, all my people behind the scenes that helped make it all happen. You know what I mean? All right, let me jump into this next song, then we're going to come back and get ready to close it out. Big shout out to my brother, Hi Tariq. Another fantastic independent artist. He's bubbling right now. Got a song that's doing the damn thing, all right, online and the different services that you can download music from. Getting a lot of press behind this song, too. All right, this is my brother, Hot Tariq, and this is called I Am Legend.
Hot Tariq. Fourth Disciple. Sonic Ministry. History in the making. I try to live life.
on life terms. Yeah. But what the hell, man? Some men wanna burn. I get undertaker, collect the ashes for the urn. If you live like a worm, you get what you earn. Who want testament now? In the voice of Lennox. Yeah. This track got me feeling purple haze like Hendrix. This is the leak, man. Feel the drip. Have you feeling lit like you slipped and broke a hip? Watch these straight trip and catch a lick. Like a hick giving his wages to a porno chick. Ooh, I do this disciple like a band off the Eiffel. I'm trying to be angelic like the angel Michael. Big house and new whips, all that stuff is so sick. And a brick house wife and a smoking side chick. Don't get me wrong, I love the dough from the pound, but it's the knowledge of God that makes the world go round.
I'm hitting you with courage, cause you're standing in my range. This is no illusion, this is Torah like Doc Strange. I'm hitting you with courage, cause you're standing in my range. This is no illusion, this is Torah like Doc Strange. I'm hitting you with courage, cause you're standing in my range. This is no illusion, this is Torah like Doc Strange. I'm hitting you with courage, cause you're standing in my range. This is no illusion, this is Torah like Doc Strange.
I'm rolling with my co-conspirators, only God superior. Fans out in Nigeria, low-key revering us. Don't light your cigarette, let me know if you trigger it. Your rappers already owe me, and after this, a bigger debt. Dropping up many parables, calculating the barrels. But fourth quarter for me is just love, for you it's terrible. When will they understand? My poetry simply beautiful. Fake news to you, but the fact, an undisputable presidents will have to show me with this provision. MCing for me is a pre-existing condition. Hold up, let's take it back to the 90s and 80s. My sex is like Nirvana to these bare-necked ladies. You vibe it to the photogenic microphone in his career path. It could have been a human biogenics, you hold. So if we ever got into a scrum, a mercy killing. You hear the slow beating of the drum. My appetite, destroy rappers who ain't rapping right. And dissect the inner workings of a satellite. When we talk, it better be about the bottom dollars. Reflect, I'm looking for the bread like it's holler. Praises go out to Allah, whatever God that you follow. Stop to disappointed, I didn't talk about product. This is for the sharp-witted brothers really get it. Who study they bogus charges and finally they gotta quit it. Attitude is similar to red tail pilots. Stone face, the clear blue sky turn violet. When Jay talk, you better listen up for the nuggets. I'm gold mining the other prospects and said fuck it. But we want the whole music scene to be united. The bad rappers, I'm hoping that they suffer off the riders. For those who never tried us and thinking they shit is righteous. Never knew we was kings, but coming up right beside us, you thought wrong. Cause now I'm reunited with the fam. It's three steps ahead of the law and Uncle Sam's humanity. The tribal nature of it is insanity. Cop that killed Laquan, they taking care of his family. Document the shit that happened out here in the streets. And pay close attention to government overreach. Preach. Man, it's been a...
Yeah. Mike Hunter D. Let's get it. Hit that monster, niggas dead playing the possum. We attack like Godzilla and King Kong. Look how they react when they playing our song. One of the best to step foot in this motherfucker. Street legend, I came straight out of the rucker. Heard a man of dope, shit on you with no soap. Procaine, we slice him up like dope. Solid purity, 100% potency. Arm and hammer, cut it with the baking soda. Them cocaine meth ass be stressed out like yoga. Can't knock the hustle, similar to Jehovah. The snitches can't be a witness in court. I be 6'9 with the hit list, no confession, so niggas can't be acquitted. Now you feel the pain of niggas trying to hit it. Even what's back, can't even protect it.
Can I get that? What you thinking at?
Yeah, Muhammad and this motherfucker. I'm a vampire to your blood suckers. I pity the fool like my name Clubber. Passion of Christ, I'm the Last Supper. Fag nigga, you a dick brain. You got balls in your chin like a shit stain. Dana Jane like I'm David Blaine. Floating in the air, call me Mary Jane. It's Friday like I'm Chris Tucker. Fast and the Furious, I burn rubber. James Brown, I'm a soul brother. Lauren Fishburg when I'm deep cover. Yeah, you a trash motherfucker. Eating ass motherfucker. I blast motherfucker. Pull out the tech, shatter glass motherfucker. Filthy ass motherfucker.
Yeah, big shout out to my dude Seldom Seen in the Fist Coalition on that joint. Alright, just a couple more minutes left in the show. We might run just a little bit over, just a minute or two over in today's show, 3-hour edition, final show of the season, Dirty Basement Radio. Now, like I say, Dirty Basement Radio is not just hip-hop. All right, it's not just hip-hop, so I got to squeeze in one more R&B joint before I get on out of here. All right, gentlemen, we had in the building just last week. I dropped off this song right here. This is Picasso V, and this is called Distance.
Congratulations to Priest. And let me see if I can get Nay in the building one more time. Nay, you with me before we get on out of here?
But nonetheless, thank you so much for becoming a part of it. Oh, there we go, there we go. You got any last words before we skedaddle on out of here?
Just wish everybody happy holidays, and I hope everyone gets everything that they need and deserve in the new year.
All right, fantastic, fantastic. All right, we are officially on hiatus after today's show. All right, make sure that you go back to the archives, and you will be seeing via your social media the Dirty Basement Radio 2021 review. So definitely stay tuned for that. All right, make sure y'all jump back on board with us and tap in for 2022. Got a bunch of stuff that's going to be coming through just for you. Y'all take care and be safe. Time for us to get on out the door for 2021. Going to close out the year with this song right here by another young lady we had the pleasure of having in the building this year. All right, coming out of Chicago, this is Sweet Juices, and this song is called Shine. So that's what we're going to do regardless. We're going to shine. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Really matter what you do, how you do it. As long as you, you know what I'm saying, stand bright at it, like, just do it how you gonna do it.
Right.
Only one you. No matter what you do, no matter what you do. Yeah, got to. Yeah. Let your little light shine. Let your little light shine.
That's a match made in heaven. Jumping on these beats like I'm busting out of Chevy. I wasn't born ready, but a bitch got ready. Now I'm all suited up, you couldn't split it with machetes. Forever in the kitchen, so you know we stay baking. Now we getting paid double from the time that was wasted. Money I be chasing, tracks I be lacing. Couldn't give an inch, nah, cause I'm out, they are taking. Phony never know, I'm giving them my all. So if you see me slip, please try to catch my fall. We breaking down barriers, no hate in our area. Never worry about them, cause God, he is carrier. For real. Doing all that I desire, popping willies through the landscape, marked from the tire. I was born a phenomenon, bless them like a Ramadan. Got no time for these haters, bitch, I've been a done. Yeah, I know they like that, ghetto, so I fight back. Looking one good, so they asking for the mic back. Could never make time for you haters, cause I was too busy writing rhymes on the paper. Look, kid, quiet, I was somewhere out of touch. But my pinhead emotions, it just talk so much. So make no mistake, everything great. Took the worst, made that go my way. Early, never late. Every crumb I'ma scrape. Now we sippin' fine wine, cause we squeezed every drink. For real. For real. See, this how you supposed to do it. Let your little light shine. Let your little light shine.
I want to bring to you something about you.
Let your little light shine.
It is a quote.
You know what I'm saying? Shine, okay. I quote. What you do. What you do.
Our worst fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Thank you.